the wheels off. But he's got something there. And everybody can see that. They really don't know what he's playing. You know, you really don't know what he's swinging. You kind of know what his ball is, but you also realize you can't hit his golf ball.
Here's how you know what he's playing. You know the putter. You know the driver.
You do?
Yeah. Okay,
I mean,
you don't know really what he's playing,
right.
But you know that he's playing a Scotty Cameron putter.
Right.
Do you know what kind it is? Do you know what, you know, whether it's offset, how much weight's on it, what's the face like? No, you don't. But
under clothes, you know it. You can wear the hat. You can wear the shirt with the logo.
Right.
You can't get his pants.
See,
I found that real interesting. We Nordstrom's carries the Tiger Woods line of apparel.
Right.
And I always thought the way Tiger's pants looked was awesome. I mean, they just looked good. So I'm going to go over to Nordstrom. I'll pick up a couple pair. Well, yeah, we're kind of built roughly the same, you know. Both guys. Well, we're lean, you know. So I get over there, and they're nothing like them.
You gave me a hard time about how I tee off the ball, and you just compared yourself to being a physical specimen compared to Tiger?
I have the same waist that he does.
Okay.
32. So so I find out that he gets all his pants tailor-made from one guy in, like, Florida or something. He makes them 300
pairs
a year.
That guy actually makes I tried to get him on our show, and I actually tried doing an executive spotlight on him for the magazine. He does all the PGA Tour players.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
I thought he just did Tiger's.
No,
he
does everybody.
How long does it take him to make 300 pairs of pants? That's what he gives him every year, 300 pairs of pants.
Well, he doesn't physically hand-make the pants. He makes them under specifications for him, and then he goes to somebody and
gets made. I wonder what those cost.
I don't know.
Because that'd be cool, because pants are a whip to buy.
You know,
it'd be really nice if you could get a custom pair of pants.
For the PGA show, let's see if we can't.
We'll find somebody.
We'll do an experiment and see, yeah.
All right. Excellent. All right, 9:50 on Sports Radio 1310. We'll see what the rant's up to next.
Hey, coming up Sunday on the Mark Altman Show. Well, the Astros got to the World Series. We just couldn't win a damn game. What's worse, I lost my bet to Giorgio, a White Sox fan. Yes, I owe him some kind of ridiculous lunch. Jeez. Anyway, we'll talk about that. We'll talk Longhorns being number one in college football and the Cowboys and the Cardinals all Sunday, 8 to 11 on the Mark Altman Show.
Cowboy football.
Hi there, Jack O'Lantern here, bringing you Halloween greetings from Moritz Kia in Fort Worth. And now through Halloween, we have treats galore at Moritz Kia. Surprises and prizes, pumpkins and great prizes. For example, right now you can get $6,000 off MSRP and a free flip-down DVD player with the 2005 Kia Sedona EX. How's that for a treat? Plus, the 2005 Kia Spectra LX starts as low as $89.95, and the Sorento LX as low as $14,995. Now, that's a great price. And for the surprise, all come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. You just can't beat that anywhere. Come in today, and we'll give you two-for-one passes to the world's largest haunted house, The Cutting Edge. And you can pick a pumpkin from Moritz Pumpkin Patch absolutely free. We're carving out great deals at Moritz, so come see us today. Moritz Kia, I-30 West and Las Vegas Trail in Fort Worth. They are at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram or visit MoritzKia.com for details. Kia, the power to surprise. Let us surprise you this Halloween.
This to-do list is brought to you by the Texas Ballet Theater at texasballettheater.org.
Okay, it's on my to-do list. Plan a fun event for the wife and family. Let's see, fishing, football, drag races, bowling.
Jeffrey, you know those four will not work for the girls?
Okay, my conscience says no. Cross those off.
Jeffrey.
Yes, conscience, I'm listening.
I've got a suggestion. How about something fun, exciting, fresh, and new, and definitely something original from you?
I need original. What have you got?
It's the Texas Ballet Theater. The Ballet Theater of North Texas, and the North Texas premiere of Romeo and Juliet, warring families, grand drama, swashbuckling swordplay, star-crossed romance, and magnificent sets in the beautiful Bass Performance Hall in Fort Worth.
Hold on there, conscience. Sounds expensive.
Tickets start at only $18, but to be the family hero, you've got to get them now.
Jeffrey, the family hero. I like the sound of that.
It's the North Texas premiere of Ben Stevenson's Romeo and Juliet, October 21st through 23rd, at the Bass Performance Hall in Fort Worth. Tickets available online at texasballettheater.org.
Let's say you're on a week-long business trip and you feel a week-long flu coming off.
Teladoc.com.
Your prescription medicine just ran out. And the earliest appointment you can get is 2 weeks away.
Teladoc.com. Teledoc Medical Services at
Teledoc.com.
Proudly launches the first nationwide program focusing solely upon telephone medical consult services, offering you the convenience of simply picking up the telephone and receiving quality medical care at home, at work, or on the road. Teledoc quickly resolves routine medical issues in a fraction of the time you'd spend accessing care from urgent care facilities, emergency rooms, or a doctor's office. Imagine affordable, around-the-clock health care that meets your need for quick access to a doctor when your primary care physician is not around. Teledoc is there 24-7 to diagnose medical problems and, when appropriate, prescribe medication.
Teledoc.com.
Starting at only $4.25 a month and $35 per telephone consult. Find out more right now. Just click the link below.
TELADOC.com. Teledoc.com.
Are you tired of throwing away all your money on interest overcharges on your car and home? Are you tired of paying 10, 12, or even 18% interest? Go to RepairMyCreditNow.com. Did you know that all negative items on your credit report must be removed if the creditors can't validate the debt? That's the law. Go to RepairMyCreditNow.com or call 888-4-MY-REPAIR. That's 888, the number 4, my repair. Do you have late payments, charge-offs, collections, bankruptcies, repos, tax liens, judgments, or foreclosures? Go to RepairMyCreditNow.com. Or call 888-4-MY-REPAIR. Do you want a new car or a new home and everyone tells you no? Go to RepairMyCreditNow.com.
RepairMyCreditNow.com is affiliated with over 600 loan officers from car dealers and mortgage companies that specialize in less than perfect credit.
Everyone qualifies for a new loan, no matter how bad the credit, after using RepairMyCreditNow.com. They know you have bad credit or you wouldn't be calling them in the first place. Don't be a victim of circumstance anymore. Go to RepairMyCreditNow.com or call 888-4-MY-REPAIR.
Si habla español.
You call 888-THE-CLIFFS, those winter rates will also get you overnight accommodations overlooking scenic Possum Kingdom Lake. And while you're there, enjoy an incredible meal prepared by the Cliffs' new executive chef, Chris Tomboni. I've been there a lot. It's the home to the Tour de Pants every summer. It's only about 90 minutes west of the Metroplex. Perfect for a romantic getaway with the wife or the girlfriend. Or maybe grab the buddies and do a guy's golf weekend at the Cliffs at Possum Kingdom. 888-THE-CLIFFS. Or log on to thecliffsresort.com at 888-THE-CLIFFS and tell them Junior Miller told you to call.
When we say sports, you say now.
At 2-4, the Cardinals aren't scaring many teams, but managed to put a little fear into the Cowboys. This ticker is service of Friendly Chevrolet and Dish Direct. Josh McCown has Larry Fitzgerald and Anquan Boldin to throw to. Big Bill thinks the Cardinals have been even more dangerous since McCown replaced the injured Kurt Warner.
He's sliding in the pocket better and avoiding some rush and getting the ball out of there pretty good. Now, he's had some games where he's struggled, too. I think he'll be in there as the start, not just this week. I think he'll be in there for a while.
Game time tomorrow noon at Texas Stadium. Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin announced as players to be considered for Hall of Fame induction in 2006. 9 other Cowboys on the list as well. Of 112 candidates, it'll be trimmed down to 25 later on this fall. The Dallas Stars fall to Edmonton last night, 5-3. They're at Phoenix at 9 tonight. The Coyotes have won 4 of 6, and they are tied with the Stars now in the Pacific standings. Our next ticker at 10:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Pete Tenney, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday morning, 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Tonight on The Ticket, don't miss Friday Night Gladiators, your source for hot. Our guys in our town, solving Dallas-Fort Worth sports problems every day on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
9:57 on The Ticket. T-Box winding down. By the way, T-Box weather, sponsored by D&M Auto Leasing
and
Garden Valley.
And Garden Valley.
And Reebok. Why not?
Sure. Really, we're equal opportunity here on the station and the show. So,
well, Nike doesn't give us any money, and we did a whole segment on
that. I like
them.
Nike.
I do like Nike.
I just, it's really weird with their golf equipment because they have the number one player in the world. They have arguably now the most famous female player in the world.
Right. Have you played?
And I wonder how much it really helps their sales.
Have you played a single Nike golf club? You have one? Have you ever had? Have you had one in your bag?
No.
Nope. Now our editor is 100% Nike, isn't he?
Yeah.
How much Nike apparel do you have?
100% Reebok.
How much Nike apparel do I have? I have some, you know. But you know,
Yeah, I remember going to their website one time. Remember, they have the media website.
Right. We can go buy shirts for nothing.
And as soon as Tiger came out with the mock, that thing was gone.
Yeah.
I mean, there was like 12 different types of shirts, and they were all gone.
You can buy smalls. That was the only size that was available.
Well, they run kind of small anyway. Yeah. But I love Reebok. I mean, it's just, you know what? You kind of go back and forth on stuff. You know, sometimes, now some company might get really innovative, or it's old school. Maybe it's, remember, like old Puma?
Yeah.
You know, that, or Converse or something, and somebody gets a great idea and it catches on and it becomes popular, then the other manufacturers have to do the same thing.
Well, that was, you and I are big Reebok fans, and Reebok's come back with the pump.
Yeah, I like
all their clothes, all their shoes now have the pump on them.
And they're self-adjusting.
And some of them are self-adjusting. Some of them you can pump yourself. I mean, I've got a pair of their retro basketball shoes with the pump.
Yeah.
And they say, you know what, it was one of the better innovations that they ever came up with. And I remember D. Brown went in the slam dunk championship. He was pumping his shoes up. And then Nike came out with the Air Jordans, and it kind of killed the pump.
I'm a big fan of the non-shoelace shoe.
Yeah, me too.
I like that.
Slip-on.
As I get older, you slip-on dirt shoes. Boy, that really ages you.
Boy. Yeah, but this slip-ons. I've got this slip-on now.
It doesn't look like a slip-on.
It doesn't look like a slip-on, and here's the cool thing about it. It's self-pumping.
Yeah.
So about four steps, and it really encloses your foot.
Yeah,
so it's pretty cool.
It's a good. So, it's a good. Anyway. All right, we give a lot of kudos to everybody today.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Those boys around yet? Are they still getting there or what? Hey, Corby.
Hey.
Hey, bud.
What's up, buddy?
Where are you today?
We're at the dog park, the Barktoberfest thing that the ticket is putting on.
Oh, yeah. Our editor is going to be out there with his bulldog.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's already, I cannot believe how many people are out. That parking lot is 100% full.
Now, what's the bit?
Well, it's like 85%.
Now, what's the bit, though? What do you do with your dogs out there?
What'd you say?
What do you do with your dogs? They have a big parade
They got a bunch of different areas, you know, like they got a leashed area, they got the unleashed area, they have...
I like the unleashed area.
Yeah, I'm unleashed.
Excellent.
And then, this is Gateway Park in Fort Worth, and, you know, if Fort Worth does something, they normally do it right, and it's a pretty cool place.
I love
Jordan,
Fort Worth.
Don't go there.
My name's Gordon, and I'm allowed to go over here.
Well, I'm talking to my dog.
Oh.
All right, you guys are big concert aficionados. Anybody going to U2 tonight?
Aficionados?
Yeah. You guys like going to concerts?
Did you go to Dick's last night?
Yeah.
I talked about that on the air.
Yes,
did you go,
I did.
Corey? No, I didn't go. Was it fun?
I heard Rick telling about the drunken MILF on the other side of the sun that kept hitting on his 16-year-old son.
What? That was interesting.
Are you kidding?
No.
How old was the mom?
Wait a minute. Corby.
Yes.
Late 30s,
Rick took
40s.
His wife with him, though. So his mom, so Matt's mom was there.
Hey.
So nothing could happen.
How old was the mom?
I'm guessing, she'd had a little bit. I'm going to guess late 30s, mid 40s, somewhere around there.
Was she just drunk or was she on something?
No, she just had a good time.
Cool.
From what I know. But Matt was having a good time.
Was he digging the band?
He loved it, except I got to tell you, and you guys know more about this than I do, when first two bands were really good. Kansas and Foreigner was awesome. They have that new lead singer, Kelly Hansen. Looks
Foreigner
like a Steven.
Didn't have...
Hey, guys.
No, Lou Graham's gone.
He is?
Yeah, he started his own band. But the guy they replaced him with is, it looks just like Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
And he's a direct knockoff of Lou Graham as far as voice goes. He was great. They were much better in concert. Like when I hear them on the radio, they're a punch out.
Really?
But they were awesome in concert, in live. Styx comes out, and it was all bass. They had the whole back wall of Smirnoff was all speakers.
What are the big Styx songs?
They don't
Mr. Roboto.
Yeah, they didn't play that. Back.
Behind the band is speakers?
No, I mean, the whole, you know, like where the stage is, behind where they usually have a screen and all that?
Yeah.
They just had wall-to-wall speakers.
Yeah, that's probably
and they were,
a gag.
Yeah,
they were probably props.
I don't know, man. They're
probably made of cardboard.
I think they were turned to 11 because I couldn't hear the vocals. And this the guy was on the bass was just, it was like a garage band. It was terrible. And I was really depressed because that was the
lead
band.
They were the headliners?
They were the headliners. They were the main act at the end, yeah.
Hey, Gordon.
Say yes.
Gordon.
But I'm thinking, you guys go to concerts, don't they have a guy mixing that stuff?
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Gordon.
Because
no,
everybody's
just plug and play.
Because everybody's just looking around like, does anybody know what this song is? Because you could barely recognize it.
Hey,
it
Gordon.
It was that bad.
Norm, leave him alone. He'll talk to you in a little bit. Well, that is random, because normally big bands like that, their sound is
short. That's it.
Perfect.
That's it.
And the other part was, I guess they have a new album coming out, but I would be surprised if 2% of the crowd knew was happening.
Oh, yeah.
And they played two or three of the songs off that, which nobody cared about.
Right.
So they were terrible. But Foreigner, good stuff. And Matt really enjoyed it. It was interesting. And then the all-too-familiar aroma came out later.
Ah, the weed.
Yeah. And there's a different scent. There's a different scent at an over 40-something crowd that actually has money that they could buy something decent versus the under 20 crowd that smells like, yeah.
Like
wow,
stuff.
What's that? Yeah. It was interesting. There was more people.
I taught Dave that lesson a couple years back.
My bass player can get some killer designer hydro.
Hydro.
Well, that's cool. So how many people were out there?
It was packed.
Oh. It was?
It was packed.
On the lawn?
And it was packed. Everywhere was full, except halfway through Sticks' set, people started leaving.
That's too bad.
Mm. So what was the full bill? Sticks, Foreigner.
Kansas.
Foreigner
and Sticks. And Kansas was good, too.
Really?
They had a guy there. See, I don't know. I'm not
Dust in the Wind?
Yeah.
Of course.
But I'm not definitely not a writer when it comes to knowing who plays in bands.
And they play Carry On Your Wayward Son.
Yeah, they played all that.
But I remember when I was a kid, they had their little comeback with that.
Because you got to fight fire with fire.
Oh, that's them?
Yeah.
I don't remember if they played that. They played this.
Fight Fire with Fire?
Yeah, that was like their comeback album.
But they were really good, and their lead guitarist had an eye patch. He looked like our sales manager up here, Ken Roberts, with an eye patch that played awesome guitar.
That's
he
been
was
my
great.
New band.
What?
Eye patch?
Ken Roberts with an eye patch.
Not a bad name.
And then Mick.
You know what people with an eye patch's favorite letter is?
R. And then you guys know Mick Jones,
that's awesome.
Right?
That's a really good way to kick off the show.
You guys know Mick Jones?
Get out here.
I like that.
You guys familiar with Mick Jones? Foreigner?
What's that?
He was their lead guy.
Who was his lead guy?
Mick Jones for Foreigner. He's their lead guitarist. And he was just like Ed Balfour. Maybe a little
Ed
hammered.
Ed Balfour was there?
Yeah.
Did you take your daughter?
No.
Just Matt.
Yeah.
His daughter's three.
So
is
none of
that
his,
not?
None of his friends are into that kind of music.
Did Matt score? Did you get out the director's chair?
No.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that was. I'm not sure of the reference.
All right.
Hello, man.
Well, I'm glad you had fun, Rick.
Damn
glad
it.
You need to do more of that. Take your kid to shows because you know what? He's going to start going on his own here pretty soon. And
well, I'm thinking, isn't that the only one? I mean, he's got a car. I mean, does he need dad anymore?
Well, why did you go?
Because it was his first one. And I wanted to be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know that
first
was
the
first
ever.
One.
Yeah.
Are you going to be there for his other first time?
No.
What is the director's chair? That's
when he
what
goes
for.
When he goes to college, no.
What was the scenario that started up the director's chair?
I have no idea.
I don't remember, but Rick insists on being there for the breaking of the Maidenhead every time.
Oh.
Maidenhead.
Okay. Damn it!
All right, well, who's your editor out here so we can say hi?
Robert.
Robert Redwood.
Do I know him?
What's the big, dumb bulldog?
Big, slobbery bulldog.
All right.
All right.
All right, well, you guys party on.
All right, bark up.
What? Okay. See ya.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger. It begins. Has more sports and stuff, but...
Are you listening online at this moment? I love streaming. It's convenient, it's easy to do, and I can do it on my terms. Hello, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. If you want your car buying experience to be this simple, log on or click through to FreemanToyota.com. Our managers are waiting to give you everything you need to purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle. We'll give you a selling price, trade-in value, payments, and term. We'll even deliver your vehicle and your paperwork to your home or office to save you time. At FreemanToyota.com, get get all the information you need to purchase a vehicle and do it on your terms. Here are just a couple of examples of the savings that we are offering right now. Drive away with a Tundra double cab for $279 a month for 36 months with zero out-of-pocket. Or choose a 4Runner for $349 a month for 36 months and the same zero out-of-pocket. Contact us by logging on to FreemanToyota.com to save you time and money. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-NEW-CARS. Freeman Toyota, where character and reputation make the difference. Now that's moving you forward.
According to recent reports, by the year 2030, every major Texas city will have a Latino majority. Is your business ready to communicate with those potential consumers? Or do you think that fractured high school Spanish is enough?
¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
The Spanish-speaking population is the fastest-growing demographic segment in Texas. If your office isn't ready to adapt, call 214-247-2200. That's the number for BOSS. And for a fraction of the cost of hiring, training, and maintaining a bilingual workforce, they can provide all your bilingual services, whether it's answering phones, billing, collections, or translating. BOSS is committed to providing you excellent bilingual office services. Stop struggling in a language you don't understand, and let the experts at BOSS handle your call.
Buenas tardes, Departamento de Ventas. ¿Le puedo ayudar?
Call 214-247-2200 and let BOSS help your business. Call today and ask about their guaranteed service and 3-month trial membership. BOSS, 214-247-2200.
If you can improve your gas mileage up to 40% on the car you own right now, you do it, right? Unfortunately, the technology is not there for your car, but it is there for your home through Atlas Star Energy. Atlas Star Energy can reduce the cost of your heating and cooling bills by as much as 40%. That's right, savings up to 40%. That's a big number if you consider your last utility bill. With winter looming and rising natural gas and electricity prices, better buckle down for a long, expensive winter. Unless you call Atlas Star Energy today, 214-764-1331. Now, Atlas Star Energy is not an energy provider, but an energy saver. Their efficiency expertise is unmatched. Who else is promising a reduction in utility bills up to 50%? Don't pay another dime you don't have to because of insufficient insulation in your home. Call Atlas Star Energy to set a free consultation, 214-764-1331. In fact, call before 5 p.m. this Friday. Receive a free home weatherization package, 214-764-1331.
I'm a second grade school teacher on a teacher's salary, which can be limiting. I was pretty sure that LASIK was completely out of my budget until one of the teachers at my school told me about Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and Dr. Booth. He offers a special savings plan for teachers and their families. I met Dr. Booth personally at my free consultation. He assured me that he would help make my Wavefront Custom View Intralasik procedure affordable. Well, as you can probably guess, today I have 20/15 vision, and as Dr. Booth promised, it was affordable, even on a teacher's salary. Thanks, Dr. Booth, for my incredible new sight. My second graders thank you, too.
When it comes to fantastic vision, choose Dr. Booth, the nation's most experienced intralasik surgeon. Great vision and affordable financing options are a free screening away. Call 214-328-0444. On the web, it's boothwithanelasercenter.com. That's 214-328-0444. Call today.
The good people at Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits would like to suggest that if mixology is the art of the cocktail, then our store should be considered the Louvre of the cocktail. That's because Centennial offers a world-class spirit selection and all you could ever want to shake, stir, or blend to create a cocktail masterpiece. So come on into Centennial and discover that artistic flair you thought you never had.
Win an incredible trip or two to the Napa Valley. Open your browser, click on Centennial, and sign up for the Buyer Plus card. You'll be automatically entered to win, and you'll save every day on many of your favorite beers, wines, and spirits.
For those of us who enjoy a good vino but lack our own personal wine steward, thank goodness for Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits. Centennial's experts devote their time to researching the world's best wines so you don't have to. So if you're spending $7 or $700, you're sure to get more than your money's worth. And that may be even better than having your very own wine steward.
Anticipation of approaching curves. The available voice-activated DVD navigation system comes with a backup camera to improve rear visibility. And the electronically controlled transmission with intelligence constantly monitors your driving to make sure the gears shift at the optimal moments for maximum performance. These are just a few of the updates that are awaiting you when you download the latest version of Luxury into your garage, the LS. at your Dallas-Fort Worth area Lexus dealer or visit Lexus.com.
Navigation system does not cover changing road conditions or all geographic areas. Use common sense when evaluating roads. Don't rely solely on backup camera when reversing.
Ticket Sports News now.
Texas Longhorns roll into Stillwater for a night game. This ticker brought to you by Man's Best Friend and Lone Star Buick. Last year, the Horns are blown out in the first half, but rallied to beat Oklahoma State. This year, it's the Cowboys' homecoming, and Mack Brown is expecting they'll play their best game.
When you are number two in the country, you're set up there on a perch that people can get things turned around if they can beat you and change their season. So we know we'll get a great effort out of Oklahoma State this weekend.
Tickets 6 tonight. TCU has a chance to go 6-0 in their inaugural Mountain West schedule. 7 o'clock start at San Diego State. A tough one tonight for North Texas at LSU. Ticket 7. Action on the college gridiron in the next hour. Another chapter of the Oklahoma-Nebraska rivalry will kick it off at 11. On the ice, the Stars drop their fourth game in 5 tries. They fall to Edmonton 5-3 at home last night. Tonight they'll be in Phoenix against the Coyotes at 9. Dallas will host its first Major League Soccer playoff game 7:30 tonight. FC Dallas in Colorado. Our next ticket ticker at 10:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Pete Tenney, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturday morning, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I'm Pete Tenney filling in. We're going to talk Schwartz. Schwartz. You hear me, America? Schwartz.
All right, we are at Bartoberfest.
This is I'm Pete Tenney.
Huge
here.
Hey, Jill.
Hey, by the way,
I'm here.
I'm Gordon Keith along with Gen X David Lane. Jaron, is that you?
Jaron? No.
Oh, who's this?
And we have Corby Davidson.
Corby. Don't call me that. Okay, Corbett. Who's running the board?
Brandon.
Oh, hey, Brandon. Hey, can you do me a favor?
What?
We need to
stop running the board.
We need to avoid a Hey Dill moment.
Okay.
At 11 o'clock, the OU game starts.
Yeah?
I'm just explaining this, so I don't have to go through it again.
You have all the time to do this off the air. Why are you...
Yeah, instead you make fun of our...
The consultant would say this is a good show open.
Now, here's what needs to
happen. Yeah, we're really hitting the ground running right now.
I don't want to hear any tickers, okay? So what you need to do is...
God, he's so high.
When we're coming back, just play the return, the bumper or whatever, and that's all I need to hear.
Why
right?
do you hate Pete Tenney?
Why do you hate Pete Tenney?
I don't hate Pete Tenney.
Oh, whose voice is that?
Huh.
So, seriously, can you do that for me?
Sure.
Okay.
Good deal.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey.
Bartoberfest. Corby, you know where this is? It's if you're coming from
30,
you need to exit beach, go north, and then on the right, you'll see some ticket signs. You come into...
There's a million ticket signs.
You'll come into this very famous park.
God, there's a lot of dogs out here.
Yeah, look at all of them. Look at all the dogs.
It's a dog park, I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
This park is on to the...
It.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I was anticipating the punchline.
I bet Norm would have made that joke had he been up here. And there's also a crowd gathering around, which makes me a little nervous.
Why?
Because I like to think that no one listens.
Well, they don't. They're just out here with their dogs and kind of wandered by the noise.
Struggling.
Why are you wearing a blazer?
Because it's the only thing I have in my car. I step out of the car and go, oh, my gosh. And so I put this on.
Look at how just...
That's awful.
He just looks like he's made of coffee.
Huh?
That's always an odd criticism of a person. No, so I just I mixed and matched to get a few layers happening.
Yeah.
Or at least one layer.
He's wearing 20-year-old jeans, a free t-shirt.
No, these are brand new jeans.
But that's not free
brand
t-shirt.
New.
That's like a Gap $5.
That's a Gap $5.
Hello, man, I gave it to me free. Damn it!
I gave it to me free.
And then a coat that he got at...
He dumpster dove for that coat.
Yeah, you did.
Thrift store special, buddy.
Did you guys see the cover story of The Observer about the no-schooling or non-schooling?
Yeah.
Did you read it?
I skimmed it.
The real hot guy on the cover?
Yeah, he was hot, dude.
The what now?
There's some new movement going on in Texas, or I guess across the country, called non-schooling, where you raise your kid, and if he wants to learn how to read, he learns how to read. If he doesn't, you don't teach him. And he can go, you know, up to his adult life without learning.
Hey, man.
If he doesn't want to. And that's
but
like a really popular movie.
It's supposed to encourage a child's natural inquisitiveness that when they want to learn something or when they're fascinated by something, they'll pursue it on their own.
Right.
I would have never learned anything. I might have learned a little bit about dinosaurs because that's what I liked when I was a kid.
But
I think that's a good idea. I would have done that.
Well, and the kid who was on the cover in eighth grade, he decided that he wanted to go to school. He said, I'm ready for
school. Yeah, all his friends were in public school, so he decided he wanted to go to school.
And he lives out in Coppell, I think. So,
no, he was in, they were in, like, Colleyville.
Colleyville, I guess.
Because they moved to Colleyville when there was nothing out there.
Yeah. So, and he goes to school, and then he dropped out this past year, his senior year, and his parents... his parents were so happy they threw him a party. Like 100 people showed up at his party. Cause
they were happy that he dropped out of school?
Yes, because they didn't want him to go, but it was his choice. They never wanted him to, but they're like, okay, if you want to try this, fine. And his younger brother didn't ever learn how to read. He's like 14 or something.
Who's is that?
Is it
probably Dave.
Dave's got a windscreen.
I think it's yours.
Hey, Gordon.
Is that good on-air programming? Fixing windscreen.
They gave me a clown nose for the windscreen.
that's the non-schooling story.
Hey,
that you
Gordon.
To tell.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by that.
Do you wish you had that opportunity? Would you have learned anything?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I was never really that into school. I mean, when I went to school, I tried hard, but it's not like I wanted to go. I think I would have been too lazy.
You would have
never gone.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
But they say that the kid is super bright, very well spoken.
And hot.
Yeah, he's good looking.
He went to L.A. to be a model.
He did? I didn't finish the story.
Okay.
How'd it work?
He quit.
Quit being a model?
Yeah.
He has a no model option.
He had a spiritual awakening that it wasn't all about physical beauty.
Dave's still waiting.
Yeah, I haven't had that opinion yet.
Would you trade places with his physical being?
Yeah, if I could still be me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Could you look like him?
Yeah.
I want to still be you. That's the problem.
That's the worst part of you.
That's what's been happening.
You're not that ugly.
That's true. Maybe I would just do a wholesale swap with him.
That'd be great. All right, so we had the big
hey,
night last night. What did you guys do?
I went to... Ollie Blackwood got some food and brought it home and watched The Truman Show.
The Truman Show?
You sound like you're certainly in touch with today's youth.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, you're supposed to stay young for forever.
Yeah, we made a pact last week.
I'm trying, okay? I'm trying.
All right, Dave, what did you do?
I knocked a girl up.
What?
That's pretty young.
We're going to continue on now. Dave, what did you do?
I hosted a... intimate Halloween gathering at my house last night.
So very intimate.
Yeah.
Is that young?
Yeah, I wasn't invited to this.
Well, because I knew you wouldn't come.
Why do you say that?
Because. You never do.
Because you're a lazy piece of crap.
No, actually, I couldn't have. I hosted something last night, or emceed something.
Oh,
really?
Wow, that's big time.
Was it youthful?
Yeah! No, I got to tell you something. It was for Community at Go-Go was the name of the event. They do something helping out kids who are abused, and they put them... Anyway, I didn't understand it all.
Put them to sleep?
But it was this... it was an event at the Lakewood Theater.
They eat their pain as they put them to sleep.
It was at the Lakewood Theater.
So you tell them jokes while they...
This is what they said. Hey, we'd like you to be MC to our event.
Where was it?
Lakewood Theater. And So then she goes, all right, so you'll go on around 8:45 and go till about 9:15.
Oh, my God. Doing what?
30 minutes of material? That's what I said. Someone misinformed you. I don't have any material or anything like that. So I had to go up there and try to vamp for...
Do what? What did you do?
How many people were there?
Oh, I don't know, a couple hundred?
Oh, dear.
Maybe more than that. And it was the theme was 60s night, because it was they're in this pop art thing, so Warhol era with this...
Well, you're really in touch with the 60s.
And all these girls were dressed in the go-go boots and the short little colorful printed skirt.
Right.
It was so much pant material.
Really?
Just made me crazy.
All the abused kids were dressed like that?
No, the abused kids weren't there. They couldn't afford the tickets, $100 each. I mean, you got to set up a barrier for entry
That's true.
A nice event like that.
Yeah.
So let's hear some of your stuff.
Okay, so I get up there, and my idea for wasting time was reading off a list of people I've slept with.
Wow.
And then, able to name, like, three, I realized it was no way I was going to be able to stretch it in 30 minutes.
So you just slipped into Ribby?
Who's he?
Hey, I'm running out of money.
What's your body count now, Dave?
Thanks for talking to me.
Including Pete Tenney? No, not including Pete Tenney.
Hey, Pete, you know Dave has a strange attraction towards you as a man.
Really?
Starting to learn that.
He's my Chad Andrus.
What were you calling him last week? Handsome Pete?
No, you were calling him Handsome Pete.
Yeah, but you really bought into it.
Yeah. I bought the T-shirt.
Is my picture on the front or the back of the shirt?
Are you in double digits yet?
No, not in double digits. Still failing.
Corby, what was your official count? 30?
Look, my wife's not here.
You said you had talked about it with her.
I don't know if I have, to be honest with you.
Really?
Shouldn't you have that talk before the baby's born?
100.
Norm's up there. Norm's done.
All right, we'll get Julie over here and let's ask her if y'all ever had the conversation. I guarantee you she remembers it.
I'm not getting her over here. She's dealing with my dogs.
What?
So is the body count discussion a required discussion in a serious relationship?
You know what?
Don't ask, don't tell.
It has now become don't ask, don't tell. In my day, you always had it.
What do you mean in your day? It's not like you're 80.
Oh, I'm close.
In my day. Remember, we're young.
No, but I think that people just don't talk about it anymore with their... I mean, Dave, you've been through a few relationships. Do you have a discussion now?
I still am so morbidly curious that I can't help but not ask.
When do you ask, though? Well, I don't know.
It just comes up
when it's a good time to ask.
It just comes up when you're drunk and...
Have your hands around her throat.
It doesn't matter.
How many? You tell me now!
It doesn't matter what they say. You're still going to be like, oh...
Yeah.
It could be two, and you're like, oh, God.
It's a defeat no matter what.
Two people have ravaged her?
It's a defeat no matter what.
I think that women lie. They always tone it down for you.
Well, even if they do, what's acceptable? Zero?
No. Two. About two.
More than one, but less than three.
If any girl is in double digits, then she's worthless.
Oh, my God.
Worthless as a wife.
Yeah.
Why the guy? What's so different about a guy?
Because that's what he's supposed to do. The guy is just supposed to just walk along, humping through the air, just hoping to hit him.
I think it's gotten to the point, I do agree that it's more of a don't ask, don't tell era now, because it's kind of expected that everyone's a whore.
Uh-huh.
And that you probably just need to expect the worst and don't even ask.
All right, well, Dave, have you asked?
I'm not going to talk about that.
Why not?
I'm not going to talk. Corby's not going to drag his wife over here.
Well, no, he just said that he hasn't ever talked with his wife about it.
No, we have. We've had a discussion. And Gordon has. Have you?
Had a discussion with Gordon?
No, I had a discussion with
your significant other.
Yes. I told you that I can't not have that discussion.
Okay. Was it a surprise?
Not.
No. I can't not be having it.
the unhaving it.
So have you ever gone out with a girl that's had the double digits?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
It was goodness. Shocking. It was real shocking. Look at how the crowd quickly dispersed.
Yeah, because, see, this girl's afraid we're going to ask her number.
Or, no.
She just held up five.
Yeah, she did.
It's kind of like the...
She forgot.
Any couple that was hovering around kind of got uncomfortable, you know, because
they all kind of
held
off
each other. Hey, look at the dog.
Yeah.
Hey, there's dogs here.
See, I think there's a lot of couples who've not had the conversation because they don't want to know, and that's probably the best thing.
Be it. Yeah, you know what it is? I think there's no question that's the best thing.
That's like,
what good can come out of you knowing that number?
What if you fall in love with a woman and she is the greatest thing that ever happened to you, and you have the discussion with her, and she's like 40?
Right. Shocker.
And then it ruins it.
Yeah,
yeah.
We'll never look at her the same ever again.
I was really wild when I was in college, and it was just a different time, and I was 40.
It was like in Chasing Amy when Ben Affleck found out that his girlfriend's nickname was Finger Cuffs.
Yeah, it ruins it for you. Bob, did you have the discussion with your wife?
They were each other's first time, Gordon.
That's the best thing.
That just sounds like such a couple band geek kids trying out sexuality. They've only been with each other.
Do you guys spice it up? Did you buy a Kama Sutra?
His talk was simple. One.
Yeah.
Is that beautiful or is that sad?
But now, Sally did go out with another guy other than you pretty seriously, right? Was there a time where you guys broke up or something and she went out with a guy?
Since they were in first grade, though.
No, there was a time. He's told me the story before. Do we have a mic for Sterminator Sturm?
It's, he has to relocate.
Get AIDS and die.
Oh,
there he was.
Hey, now.
Hey.
What's the question?
So, did you and your wife have the discussion of how many people have...
You don't even have to. I mean, you get together with your wife in 11th grade, and you're pretty well good to go, generally.
But didn't you go out with a guy before you, or after you guys went out for a year?
I'm pretty sure I'm not her only kiss, but, I mean, who cares, right?
Yeah, who cares?
I do.
And, I mean, in high school you care about that, because back then...
You smooched in.
I'm your first kiss. I'm the first person you held hands with.
All right, so I did this event last night, and all these girls dressed in 60s, and I have to say that I think that 60s-era woman was the hottest woman I've ever looked.
No.
No. What do you think is?
Modern day.
Now?
And it will continue to be modern day.
Have you thought that since 1988, though? Like, every year, like, oh, it's still the best?
Yeah.
But then you look back at it, and you see girls with big bows in their hair back then, and you're like, what the hell are you doing?
But still, it's modern day. It keeps evolving. Girls get hotter every year.
Yeah, you're wrong.
No, you just get horny.
You are really wrong. I mean, remember when we went to that phase just a few years ago of all those straight line waist pants that just made every girl look dumpy as can be? They could have a great body, but they'll be in those things, and they look like they got saddlebags and all that.
No, because that's
totally unflattering.
You can almost see the treasure trail when they do that.
Treasure trail.
Yeah. Boy, I just think you're... Well, that's okay. I mean, you can settle if you'd like.
We gotta go.
How old were the go-go girls?
Let's keep it going.
Keep
next.
It going?
Keep it going.
Keep it going.
Careless gold over.
Hey, come to Sunday on the Mark Alphamai Show. Well, the Astros got to the World Series. We just couldn't win a damn game. What's worse, I lost my bet to Giorgio, a White Sox fan. Yes, I owe him some kind of ridiculous lunch. Jeez. Anyway, we'll talk about that. We'll talk Longhorn.
Are you listening online at this moment? I love streaming. It's convenient, it's easy to do, and I can do it on my terms. Hello, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. If you want your car buying experience to be this simple, log on or click through to FreemanToyota.com. Our managers are waiting to give you everything you need to purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle. We'll give you a selling price, trade-in value, payments, and term. We'll even deliver your vehicle and your paperwork to your home or office to save you time. At FreemanToyota.com, get all the information you need to purchase a vehicle and do it on your terms. Here are just a couple of examples of the savings that we are offering right now. Drive away with a fuel-efficient Camry Luxury Edition for $299 a month for 36 months. Or choose a Corolla or Matrix for $249 a month for 36 months, and both of these lease offers are with zero out-of-pocket. Contact us by logging on to FreemanToyota.com to save you time and money. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-NEW-CARS. Freeman Toyota, where character and reputation make the difference. Now that's moving you forward.
Italian, this is Janet.
Hola, me podría ayudar?
Ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm not very well versed in Spanish.
Nada más necesito ayuda ahora.
Could you hold on just a minute, ma'am?
Pero me podría...
Does anyone speak Spanish here? Is there anyone that can help me?
With the Spanish-speaking population becoming the fastest-growing demographic segment in Texas, it's now more important than ever to reach out and serve this area of our population. Boss Communications, your bilingual office service, is here to help. Call today at 214-247-2200 to discover what Boss Communications can offer your business. Answering services, billing, collections, translating, business support, whatever your bilingual needs are, they will fit it. Boss is so confident in their services that they're offering a three-month trial membership. Give Boss a call. For a fraction of the cost of hiring, training, and maintaining a bilingual workforce or employee, Boss can be your bilingual partner. Boss Communications, your bilingual office service. 214-247-2200. 214-247-2200.
Spend twice as much as you need to on groceries. Spend twice as much as you need to on gas. Spend twice as much as you need to on electric bills. Sounds kind of ridiculous, doesn't it? Well, most homes in Dallas-Fort Worth don't have enough insulation, so you could be spending twice as much as you need to heat and cool your house. Atlas Star Energy can reduce the cost of your utility bills by as much as 40%, almost half. Can you imagine getting an electric bill at the end of the month that's half as much as it is now? Don't let another dime go out of your wallet that doesn't have to. Call Atlas Star Energy today and set up your free consultation. 214-764-1331. Call before Friday at 5, and you'll receive a free home weatherization package. 214-764-1331. 214-764-1331. Or log on to atlasstarenergy.net. Atlas Star Energy. Cut your utility bills in half. Call Atlas Star Energy today. 214-764-1331. 214-764-1331.
You know, it's important to start your day off with a nutritious breakfast. And it's the same with the rest of your life. Get off to a good start by enrolling at your local Dallas Community College. Think of us as yogurt and granola for your future. To start the rest of your life off right, check out the hundreds of career-enhancing courses offered days, nights, weekends, and online at your neighborhood Dallas County Community College. Visit dccd.edu. That's dccd.edu. It all begins here.
Hey, you're listening to the radio online. But did you know, with the same internet connection, you could be earning college credit? Dallas Telecollege. Complete a degree, transfer credits, or get the skills you need for a promotion or new job. It's accessible through the internet, so classes are flexible with no on-campus requirements or set meeting times. Courses start all the time, and they're inexpensive, too. Credit courses through the Dallas County Community Colleges transfer to all Texas State Colleges and universities. Log on to dallastelecollege.dccc.edu. That's dallastelecollege.dccc.edu.
The good people at Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits would like to remind you that all the hoopla regarding wine lately is not a recent phenomenon. In fact, Roman emperors often relied on advisors to make sure they had the right wine for each meal, a much more enviable position than, say, the royal food taster, who was lucky just to survive each meal. Nowadays, they're Centennial. Centennial's experts devote their time to researching the world's best wines so you don't have to. And they understand that while you want the perfect wine for the occasion, you don't want to have to pay a king's ransom to get it. So you never again have to pick wine from the supermarket shelf unless you have a little of the food taster in you.
You could win an incredible trip for two to the Napa Valley Wine Country. Quickly open your browser, click on Centennial, and sign up for the Buyer Plus card. You'll be automatically entered to win, and you'll save every day on many of your favorite beers, wines, and spirits at Centennial. CentennialWines.com.
Like this 03 Eclipse for $99 per month, or this new 05 GMC Denali,
discounted by $15,000.
That's right, all inventory is being drastically reduced by thousands for the emergency sell-off at Lone Star Pontiac Buick GMC.
All applications will be accepted.
Call now, 1-866-8-LONE-STAR. That's 1-866-8-LONE-STAR. Come in for a test drive and get a free round of golf at West Ridge Golf Course while supplies last. Hurry, don't miss this emergency sell-off at Lone Star Pontiac Buick GMC. They'll end Saturday night.
Breaking sports news now.
They've won only one game in their last five, and now the Stars are sliding in the standings. This ticker, a service of Gran Treviso and Friendly Chevrolet. 5-3 loss at home to the Edmonton Oilers last night. Dave Tippett trying to get them back on track.
We were all right early.
got our first power play, moved it, and looked pretty good. Didn't get rewarded for it. And then we lose two faceoffs and two punch shots go in. Third one, we lose coverage on a guy. Fourth one, fumble it around in our end until it's in the back of the net. And that's the game.
Stars at Phoenix tonight. Coyotes are even with Dallas in the Pacific standings. Texas Longhorns number one in the BCS. Oklahoma State scheduled them for homecoming tonight. OSU is not one in conference yet and can't stop the run. Maybe the homecoming shows before the game, not at the half. Oklahoma and Nebraska doing battle today. An early game coming up in about a half hour or less. The Cowboys have the Arizona Cardinals here at noon tomorrow. Burt Berry will try to put Drew Bledsoe on his back where he spent much of last Sunday. Berry's one of the league's top 10 sack masters with five. The Los Angeles Daily News is reporting Rangers pitching coach Oral Hershiser is one of three finalists to manage the L.A. Dodgers next season. Hoops, Milwaukee Bucks pick up the one-year option on UT star T.J. Ford, keeping him through 2007. That's the Ticket Ticker brought to you by Lee Jeans. Ladies, find your perfect fit with Lee Jeans. Get to a JCPenney this weekend and have a Lee Fit expert help find your perfect fitting jean. Visit LeeFit.com for a JCPenney store near you. No purchase necessary. Our next Ticket Ticker at 10:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Pete Tenney, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday morning 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
We don't feed at the network trough. Live from the mothership on Maple, or maybe in and around town somewhere. This is Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Oh. Yeah. That's what you were singing all morning.
Set an open call.
Oh, turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what I was singing. I did an odd mashup of Sailing, She's Got a Way by Billy Joel, and Bohemian Rhapsody.
It was really bizarre.
Ready to hear it?
Sure.
I'm sailing away. I don't know what it is. Sometimes I wish I'd never been born at all. See? Three songs. Right there in one. We are live at Camp Bow Wow for Barktoberfest. We're at we're in Fort Worth, Texas. If you've never seen the Rant and you have a dog, this is the place to be. They got so much going on out here. Probably 300 dogs out here. We're going to be broadcasting live from 10 to noon. George and Bob Sturm are also here on site right now, as is Dan McDowell and Norm Hitchkus. We
hey,
have,
say hi, Jordan.
It's an on-leash event. Their dog must be on a leash, although they do have a separate off-leash park over there. And they have vets you can ask any question of.
Boy, Hank's here.
Hank the bird dog?
Spotted dog's out here going nuts.
Yeah,
I haven't seen him since he was just a little pup.
Hey, Gordon. We have the loudest bark competition we've already had. Have we already done stupid pet tricks over there? We also have an ears contest.
Ah!
An owner look-alike contest.
I don't understand that.
See which dog looks most like its owner.
Hey, Gordon.
You never heard that? That people tend to pick dogs that they resemble in some way?
I guess you look kind of like Jordan.
I guess, yeah.
I don't know. We're
going to have a costume contest, everything. If you have a dog, this is a lot of fun today.
Boy, it is. A lot of
fun.
People out here.
Oh, my gosh. A lot of fun.
You?
Nothing. I just fell off my chair.
Oh.
So there you go. It's happy and good. Hey, Gordon. There's George with the most wild-ass dog I've
ever
seen.
Why is George all dressed up?
He's got to catch plane.
Oh, right. North Texas? Oh, no. Put the headset on. No.
LSU is going to destroy North Texas.
Don't you wish?
Are they?
Don't you wish the hurricane maybe wouldn't
has
have happened?
Has the game
now?
Been played yet?
What happened to North Texas, George?
I don't know.
I mean,
I thought they'd be
we
down.
Could always, we could always count on them to win their conference. They're not even going to win their stinking conference this year.
Yeah, they may not.
Why can't they run the ball?
I don't know.
They have the back-to-back leading rushers, and they both suck.
Well, let's not go that far. I mean, they haven't had good years, but I don't know if they suck.
No, they don't suck.
Is Cobb's a senior? Yeah. Is he gone?
Yeah, he's a senior. Jamario's a sophomore. I don't know. Well, I think everyone's loading up to stop them, and then they just
have
a freshman quarterback, so that combination is never very good.
How's Jamario's English getting a little better?
He's doing fine.
Okay.
He's doing fine.
All right.
He's taking some ESL courses at North Texas.
When's Gordon going to go around the Big 12 conference? When's that segment?
I think it's
a lot of kind of stealing my thunder right now.
I'm
sorry, go ahead.
I'll just comment as you go around the Big 12. And we'll
stealing my thunder.
I have no idea what the Big 12 is.
Why are you so confused by conferences?
Part of my anatomy.
Gordon is confused by conferences.
I am, because they don't make any sense.
What doesn't make any sense?
It should be the Northeast Conference. The Southwest Conference.
Well, there's the Southeastern Conference.
No, it should just be in regions. No big, no Pac-10, Big 12.
Well, Pac-10 stands for, obviously, Pacific.
Well, they should be called the Pacific Division. Big stands for Big Island.
I don't need to add 10 to it.
do some teams come in and out of conferences?
Well, that may confuse you because there's been a lot of conference movement the last 8 years or so, 10 years.
I just don't understand why they don't just divide it up geographically in a set grid pattern.
Yeah.
And people don't join other conferences.
Once you're in a conference, you have to stay in
it? Yes, you're in that conference.
Now, the problem is schools are always trying to get to a better conference to improve their...
What about North Texas? Are they ever going to escape that garbage conference they're in?
Let's not talk about the Sun Belt that way, and I think the Pac-10 has an interest.
Pac-10.
What?
North Texas should be in the same conference as UT and A&M, all that.
They're in the same area. Why not be in
there? They should be in the same conference.
Right. The Southwest, can we reconstruct the Southwest conference?
I have no problem with that. That makes sense.
All right.
I just that's why I've always tuned out on college athletics.
Because there's just too much of it.
There's a lot of it.
That's why a lot of people tune out on high schools, because it's just too much. There's a zillion high schools.
Yeah, but you've turned your back on high school.
I don't keep up with like
high school was your bread and butter.
I used to. I don't keep up with it nearly as much as I used to.
Did you see that your Tonga U got beat yesterday?
No way.
Yep.
South Grand Prairie.
Trinity got beat?
Yep. By South Grand Prairie.
And Dallas should not be in the NFC East.
And I hear there's a big Tongan revolt going on today. Trying to make up.
What, Corby?
Did you see the story about them? So, did y'all talk about that? About
what?
Them doing their dance before the game?
Now, what is that? I read about that, but I didn't understand it.
I haven't seen the video of it. Do you know what
Have
it
you
is?
Seen this?
The haka dance?
It's where the Tongans all get together and.
They roast a pig at the 50.
I think they roast a woman.
Oh, my. Sunangura, they do a dance.
Sunanguka.
And I don't think it worked out very well for them last time. I can't believe they lost.
What does South Grand Prairie have?
They're the Warriors.
Not much.
They're feeling the power of Brett Bomar is what they're doing. He went to Grand Prairie, so they're just kind of sponging off his success at OU.
Trucks full of Mexicans.
Is this intimidating?
No, because he's rushed for like 200 yards.
He's been hurt.
Well, okay, I'm not really intimidated by an injured running back. No, I'm not.
All right, okay, I'm just saying.
Is he playing today?
Yeah.
Against Nebraska?
Yeah, probably not that much. They'll roll Nebraska. I don't know, Bob.
Yeah, we'll start getting updates here in about 20
no,
minutes.
No.
Live cut-ins from Lincoln.
Let's go live to Pete Tenney on the newsroom.
That's right, I'm Pete Tenney.
Well, why are y'all
what?
Doing that? I heard
what?
That on the... What's going on there?
Dave has a
I was
weird
thinking the
infatuation
same thing.
With Pete Tenney.
On the way out here this morning, I've never met Pete, but I thought, I think he sounds pretty good.
He's good.
You guys get on the air and start hammering him.
How is that hammering him?
When you open your show saying, we're going to talk sports... I'm Pete Tenney. I'd say that's a hammer job.
Why is that a hammer job? Are you saying Pete Tenney doesn't like to talk sports?
What do you have against Pete Tenney all of a sudden, George?
Yeah, why are you dogpiling?
I'm just saying I like him. You guys need to leave him alone.
Hey, I'm the only one that allowed him on a show. You refused to let him do stickers one morning.
I'm not in charge of
that. Do you know the extensive interview process we went through to find Pete Tenney?
Well,
he hates him. He calls him.
He must be against the ticket. That's
cluster
why
of molecules.
No. Protoplasm is what fired
David. Carbon-based life form.
Yeah.
Here's life form.
That was mistreatment of a ticker
what?
Person.
That was
not. I couldn't remember his name, so I was, having to throw it to him in
from
creative ways.
Here's human.
The protoplasm is a carbon-based life form. And I mean, the place is a tornado.
Yeah, you're referring to this is when David Burrell, this guy named David Burrell, used to do tickers for us, and he was so... He did not like you messing with his time.
He was
late
so
going to
strung.
A ticker. He just lost it. And so we would routinely go late to commercials on the rant.
Really?
Tickers.
Huh.
And Burrell
we're now in the 10-10 segment right now, I think. What's going on?
What?
Corey, get your headphone away from
speaker.
The speaker.
Gee, you're feeding back.
Sorry.
Like crazy.
Sorry, I had to talk to a neighbor of mine. Hey.
So, yeah, we used to just go late to tickers just to watch him tear up the ticker room. He would throw stuff around.
Well, that was back in the day where you used to hand it off as the ticker started, too, right?
Yeah, he got mad at me originally because I called him Duck. That was his nickname. The Duck. And my name is David Burrell, and he dressed me down about that. And so that's when I just started calling him other names.
What a great era that
Dave
was.
Was just trying to uphold a little radio professionalism, and
that's when we peaked.
I couldn't find any on the ranch.
Join the wrong station.
Human.
Here's Human.
Is he still doing
that?
But you know, to his credit,
now,
Dave,
he's in Iowa now.
Dave could be the most pissed off human being in the world, but would deliver the best ticker. He was great.
Oh, he's awesome. He's amazing on air.
Dave Burrell.
He's in Iowa?
Yes.
Yeah, if he just got his personal house in order, he would be a great employee. He's great on the air. Always had the most pleasing voice.
Yep.
If he just would have some DNA relaxed out of his body, why are all sports guys
talking? What do you mean? He needs a blood sample?
Yeah.
He needs to be siphoned.
Remember, he and Follow used
believe
to do like
I'm sure he's tried to
12 hours a ticker.
He's dressed plenty of that.
Come on now.
Yeah, he just stays topped off all the time.
What were you saying, Corby?
He and Falwell would do 12 hours apiece. They were the only two ticker guys we had.
That's right. Yeah.
And Falwell now.
We should go back to those days.
We should. Our ticker guys are slacking now.
All different ticker guys.
I don't know. I caught a little bit of the I caught a little bit of the Mavs Pistons the other night.
Uh-huh.
Falwell did a fine job.
He's
such an improvement over Pinto.
Yeah, Falwell's great. I thought he was great when he was doing the radio.
Hey.
I haven't seen him do the TV yet. I'm sure he'll be fine, though.
All right, George, how much does that job make?
What's that? Mavericks TV?
Yeah.
$185.
I think it's $185?
There's like no negotiation, though. That's the problem.
That is a good point.
Here's what you got. It's a one-year deal, and if I still like you, you'll work again next year.
Are you serious? You're on a one-year deal?
That's the word on the streets.
Pinto tell you that?
Pretty good.
So you think 185?
I guess. Yeah, I have no idea.
Compared with the 30 he was making doing tickers.
Yeah, more than tickers. That's for sure.
Well, good for Mark.
Someone just got nominated for president over here.
You know what you don't think about, though, is per diem. NBA per diem.
Yeah.
You think it's the same?
What is it a day?
I think it's about 80 or 100.
Hundy?
For every game day.
Every day. Every day you're on the road.
So a
7-game road trip, they hand you an envelope for $700.
Yeah, and I know last time I talked to him, which was back when he first started doing the radio.
7 or 8 years ago?
Yeah. But he said that he would just pocket all that.
Yeah.
$100 in a day if all you're doing is eating.
Well, yeah, I went on a few road trips with them one time, and we went to dinner, and we went to a nice place one time, and he's like, this is real, you know, I'll eat one nice meal.
I've always liked you, Corby. It's like, we're alone.
With a bottle of wine.
Let's
talk to you about.
I know this nice little French place we could go to.
he makes a fortune off that.
You go to Chang's for dinner, $20, and there you go. The rest is profit.
Subway during the day, there's $5.
Unless you get in the NBA, Gordo, make that kind of money.
So if you did $100 a day for 365 days, is that $36,000?
I didn't follow the first two numbers you threw out. I started to get glassy.
But it's not every day. It's only road trips. So it's only, you know, what,
half the year?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're going October through
They play 41
June.
Road games. 41 road games, but there's probably off days that they're on the road.
Right. If Falwell's listening, we need him to call in and tell us how much he made.
So maybe
stop being obsessed with how much people make.
Well, this is the show where we do what people make.
So maybe
what do you make?
Maybe like 80 days.
Not as much as you.
Whatever.
32.5. That's why I make 32.5.
I just remember feeling so betrayed when George went in and negotiated his own deal separate from everybody else.
I'm the big man. I'm the jubinator. All right? That's what I told him.
I took the contract you offered me, and I jubinated it. My
notation. I wish I had a contract. That'd be cool.
Why? I think contracts only work to benefit the company.
I agree.
To benefit the employee.
We should be on a month-to-month pay scale.
Yeah.
Where if we do really good 1 month, then we demand the moon.
I think they ought to put all of us on air, guys, on commission. Whatever the station makes, we get a percentage.
But boy,
the lead months would be.
Then I know the salespeople would try to shoot our wheels off then.
Yeah.
Because they don't care.
Huh. All right. So, where's your other dog? You only brought the one dog out?
Yeah, Daisy Duke did make the traveling squad.
Why don't she just gets really nervous around
the
dog?
Just euthanize that dog.
No, don't say that about Daisy.
Why? You talked about it.
Well, she's a whip, but we wouldn't do that to her.
Gordo's euthanizing joke.
Beagle.
Are they offering free euthanasia out here at Barktoberfest?
No, and don't say that around dog owners.
I saw a dumpster out in the parking lot.
Look at all the
Hey, some dogs have to be put down.
Well, yeah,
if you want to put them down humanely.
Yeah, if they're sick and old and can't walk.
What about if they're just a whip?
If they're 4 years old and a whip, you don't do that.
I get emails all the time from people saying, well, you have that kid. Those dogs will be kicked to the curb. And I realize there will be a shift change going on at my house. But I'm not going to – people will be like, yeah, I had to give my dogs away when the kid came. Just got tired
of it. I've never understood the give the dog away thing. Well, a lot of people do that.
Only if the dog is, like, violent or something around the kid.
I don't care if the dog tears an arm off my baby. It's my dog.
It was somehow the baby's fault.
Yeah.
The humans moved into his territory.
Some people would say that.
Some people do say that about every animal. Grizzly bear attacks a person. They go, well, it's the human's fault for being in the bear's habitat. Well, where's the human's habitat?
We shouldn't even be here on Earth.
Don't we live on the globe, too? We shouldn't even be on Earth, man. It's for the bears. It's the bear's world.
Yeah.
It ain't our world. People get so worked up about animal rights.
You know why the Death Star made so much sense?
What?
Was that a Star Wars reference?
Bob is such a geek.
We need to build our own planet, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, leave the animals.
Well, like it is in Star Wars, you know? And just leave one area that it could get bombed and blow the whole thing up.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we build a Death Star, though, we can't change that area.
See where Porkins died?
Porkins?
Yeah.
Porky I never knew that was Little Rascals?
No, I never knew that Porkins was his name, by the way, but...
Was that Admiral Akbar?
Almost there!
No.
I can't hold it together! You know, in the first Star
Wars? Yeah, big guy.
Red heavyset guy.
Red Leader. He kept going, Red Leader 1, Red Leader 1.
Yeah, he was from Dallas. He went to St. Mark's.
Was that Wedge or something?
I don't believe it was Wedge Antilles, but...
How would you know that
big.
Name?
It's not Big.
No, Big's never got up tattooing.
Biggs had a little cheesy mustache. He kind of looked like Kip Dynamite to me a little bit.
Well, Biggs died over the Death Star. I still hate that scene in Star Wars. Almost there. Steady.
Negative.
Steady.
Didn't go in.
Why would you build an
I just
opening,
like when he's
that...
going down in
flames. No one will ever find it.
It seemed like someone should just put like a manhole cover over that.
That's all they had to do.
Over that hole.
And... Yeah. Had Darth Vader just thought of a manhole cover, it would have been fine.
Well, they hadn't done the finish out on the Death Star. They were still there. They'd written up their punch out list, but the contractor hadn't come back yet.
I didn't really notice anyone dressed like a construction worker eating a sandwich when the torpedo was going by. Well, I guess that wasn't the movie.
What if that was Vader's
three or four
line?
Hispanics on lunch break right by the hole that covered it? What if that was me?
They got a little bit of construction tape around the hole.
That was Vader's last line, though, right before they all come shooting in. It's like, all we need now is a manhole cover. They keep screaming in.
Yeah, it was too late.
Why did they need to vent the core with just that one little...
I don't know. What was the idea, Bob? Was it like a ventilation shaft that... Where they vented the
I think it was
nuclear
a
reactor pipe. Or something?
I really think it was just very fancy script writing, if you want to know the truth.
No, it was like that. Hey, we got the plans from the Death Star. We looked at them for a couple hours. Here's the vulnerability right here.
They found that huge hole.
It wasn't even huge, was it? It was like a 4-foot
hole. You could get an X-wing. Oh, you're talking about the first one.
Yeah, the first one.
Well, okay, now in Return of the Jedi, it's just fly in there if you want. Once you get the shield down.
Oh, yeah.
Send the Millennium Falcon in there.
And wasn't that didn't Luke call that a one in a million shot? That one shot he had?
Luke, you turned off your computer.
I always love old talk about computers. And
what was that? It's impossible, even with a computer.
Who said that to Luke? Was it Biggs?
Which. Not impossible. Oh. I used to bullseye womp rats back in my T-16 at home.
Oh, my God.
As a recreational cyclist, I really enjoy getting exercise and biking with my family. But when my glasses are covered in sweat and sliding down my nose, or my contacts dry out from a slight headwind, cycling just isn't as much fun. That's why I call Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. The staff was very helpful, and Dr. Booth's experience was exactly what I was looking for. After my Wavefront Custom View Intralasic procedure, I can see 20/15, and not only do I enjoy cycling more, Almost every aspect of my life has improved as well. And thanks to an incredible financing plan, my new vision was more affordable than I ever thought it could be. I even used my Flex Plan dollars to cover part of the procedure. My great vision is a dream come true, and I owe it all to Dr. Booth.
Don't live another day with the restrictions of corrective eyewear. Call Booth Eye Care and Laser Center today for your free screening. 214-328-0444. Learn more online at boothwithanelasercenter.com. That's 214-328-0444.
You know, and let acclaimed networks stick to what they know.
Are you one of thousands of homeowners who have not refinanced your home mortgage because you don't think you have enough money or your credit is less than perfect? Then call Miracle Mortgage in Metro, 972-445-LOAN. They not only can refinance your mortgage with no out-of-pocket costs, they can do a home equity for you and pay off all your credit card debt, saving you hundreds of dollars every month. Act today and skip up to two mortgage payments. That's right, skip two mortgage payments. Call 972-445-LOAN. Skip two mortgage payments and pay off credit card debt, regardless of your credit situation. Rates starting at 4.75. Call Miracle Mortgage right now, 972-445-LOAN. Or to complete an application now, maximize your browser and click on the Miracle logo, amiracleloan.com.
Miracle Mortgage. It's a miracle.
Interest rate based on a three-year ARM. APR 5.277, Texas License 153-15770, North Dallas Parkway.
Hey, P1s, when you're ready to rock out, throw yourself a bone.
I like to eat.
No, you don't gnaw on this bone. It's Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket's little sister station, appropriately outfitted and looking real good in a black concert t-shirt.
93.3 The Bone. Rock harder.
AC/DC. Metallica. Rush.
Puff Daddy!
No, they don't play Puff Daddy, but you will get to hear some ZZ Top.
All right! Got me under pressure. Got me under pressure.
You'll also hear great bands like Aerosmith, Led Zeppelin, and Guns N' Roses. Listening to The Bone is kind of like rocking out at the arena before the game, only you get to hear the whole song. Cool. Your rock and jock combo, 93.3 The Bone, and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
The Ticket!
To fly to blank and take a blank day cruise to blank.
The good people at Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits know that while some folks enjoy the taste of their favorite spirits unadorned with complimentary flavors, others venture into the world of the Cosmo Kramer, Blue Voodoo Rita, and the Cocotini. That's why Centennial offers a world-class spirit selection and all you could ever want to shake, stir, or blend into them. So go ahead, try your hand at a whoop, there it is. Or not.
Win an incredible trip for two to the Napa Valley. Open your browser, click on Centennial, and sign up for the Buyer Plus card. You'll be automatically entered to win, and you'll save every day on many of your favorite beers, wines, and spirits.
The good people at Centennial would like to offer this bit of beer advice. Branch out. About 40 billion gallons of beer are produced each year worldwide. We'd like to think you could find the bulk of that in our stores, considering the more than 350 beer brands Centennial carries. After all, in the words of Ben Franklin, beer is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy. Wise man.
Over 134 other channels for only $41.99 a month in our Total Choice package. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirectTV.com. Now's the time to switch to DirecTV so you don't miss another minute of OLN's adrenaline-pumping sports action, like NHL hockey and the Professional Bull Riders World Finals. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirectTV.com and sign up with America's number one satellite service. Ask how to get free equipment and standard installation in up to four rooms. That's 1-800-DIRECTV. Call now. Blackout rules apply. Hardware sold separately. Programming and pricing subject to change. Add $4.99 a month for separate programming on second and each additional TV. Conditions apply. Call for details.
Sports news first. Guaranteed.
Larry Fitzgerald and Anquan Boldin, doesn't matter who's throwing or covering, they can take over games. This ticker brought to you by Friendly Chevrolet in Garden Valley. They're the top wide receiver tandem in receptions this year throughout the NFL. Fitz and Boldin know the Cowboy corners will have something for them Sunday. Laquan's on to their game.
I think they have, you know, pretty good corners. I've played against both those guys. I played against Newman, actually, my rookie year. When we played against Dallas out there and had a chance to go against Henry, my rookie year also when he was in Cleveland. So I think they're pretty good talent.
Cowboys and Cardinals tomorrow noon at Texas Stadium. Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin announced as players to be considered for Hall of Fame induction next year. They're among 112 candidates right now. 11 of those guys have ties to the Cowboys. Full slate of college games coming up. OU Nebraska kicking off in just a couple of minutes. Texas at OK State tonight at 6. The Dallas Stars have fallen flat, losing 4 of their last 5. They're trying to turn it around in Phoenix at 9 tonight. Coyotes tied with the Stars in the Pacific standings. Round 3 of the Chrysler Championship underway. Steve Lowry enters the day on top, 2 up from Bo Van Pelt. The next ticket ticker at 11:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Pete Tenney, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturday morning, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hi, this is Troy Aikman. Get ready for a big football weekend starting today at noon with my show, The Troy Aikman Show, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Oh, for the love of it. Please.
Love before Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant. Corby Davidson and Dave.
I'm never going to fail.
We will take your phone calls at 214-787-1310. Sound off about anything you've heard today. You can certainly do that.
What?
All right. You guys going to get a flu shot?
No.
You should.
1,000 Exxon employees lined up for these flu shots, and 1,000 of them got fake flu vaccines. The person they hired to come in and give their employees these flu shots scammed them and just injected people with purified water.
How'd they find out?
Well, I guess vaccines all have code numbers on it, and when the nurse who was there asked the guy, you know, what are the vaccine numbers? He didn't even know what she was talking about.
Vaccine?
This guy was just scamming Medicare.
Is that your name?
By saying, hey, I got some flu shots. I'll give y'all some. I'll sell them to you.
$10 a shot probably is what they
normally cost. I'm getting one this time. I got one last year, too.
Can I share needles with you?
Yeah, that's the only way I'll do it. I always ask them to pick the needle they've used the most.
Sir, there is no most. It's one needle per person.
You know, just pick one out of the dirty pile.
Yeah.
I live dangerously.
I just set them all up, put them all on a big cork board, all this hypodermics, and I lay on it. And then have someone bust a Haydock block on my chest with a sledgehammer.
And then you're immune from the flu.
Yeah. And then I build up resistance to all the different forms of AIDS.
That's weird. You know, last year I got bronchitis, which was... Well, it's not really something...
Is that a game? Is that Nintendo? What is that?
Yeah, it's like Doom. Come here.
I know you like
okay,
that.
Okay, whoa, that was... What a dead-end street we went down with the bronchitis thing. Was there any more to that?
No.
Okay.
It hurt.
That's Corby Davidson heard weekday
3 to 7.
What? I'm sorry?
Who was that?
I don't know. Here he is, the Cobra.
I hope that
means some
tampons are amazing.
Drives me crazy. Look how cute that beagle is right there.
You know, why did you bring Jake out here?
Jake is no longer with us.
What?
We gave him away.
You did not.
Oh no.
He's at home.
He doesn't like traveling in the car. He gets car sick.
Really?
Because it's too big a whip.
Look, Frito came out here with his dog and Lady Frito.
Oh, yeah, look at this. There it is. There's this gay dog. Is that a girl or a boy?
Leave Frito alone.
A girl.
Yeah, I like Frito.
Yeah, he wouldn't have a guy dog. So disturbing.
Frito, come over here and look at a man's dog.
Is it worth the 6 inches or so that you're going to get?
That's a hound.
That is a man's dog. Frito. Home.
Say hi to Frito, Jordan.
Oh, Frito just split his pants. All right, so okay. Anyway, so yeah, it's a flu shot, getting one. It's coming up here pretty soon, flu season, and they're going to have it. You should get one every year. Do you know what they told me that they put the flu vaccine in when they inject it to you? Egg whites.
They don't use, why? I thought you meant they used to have an actual derivative of the flu within the vaccine, but they don't have that anymore. No, they don't.
Well, then how do you have immunity?
They shot you full of flu corpses.
Why? Yeah, I thought they did too.
Not anymore. They used to. I've been told this by people in the medical profession.
I love injecting dead corpses.
Are you guys going to have a Halloween time?
Yeah. Yeah. We've got a few parties we've got to go to.
Really?
I'm not going to any parties, but I am anticipating trick-or-treaters, and I actually bought candy and stuff.
I did, too. Yeah, now that you're a homeowner.
Yeah. I'm going to sit down on my front porch with a pistol laying across my lap and a big bowl of candy by the side, and
I dare
it comes
you.
Up. Go ahead, try it.
He's kind of pumping the shotgun. You know, do you remember the impromptu Halloween party that you threw, like, 6-7 years ago? Where we were all wondering, like, we should throw someone should throw a Halloween party. And within, like, 2 hours, it was, like, the day of.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was, like, the biggest knockdown drag-out party.
I know, we had, like, 50 people
show
up.
It was huge. I just remember being plastered in your backyard.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember going out there, and there'd be the semicircle of weed going on.
Wolanski was, like, you know, doing a presentation, basically, on rolling joints and stuff.
Yeah, okay. I don't use zigzags anymore.
It's
a little-known company out of Austria. They make great papers.
I remember that. God. I think that was the year I came as Ronin.
That's right.
Remember y'all had the Ronin shirt?
Was that the Ronin. Same year we went to White's? No, it couldn't have been. It was because we both were Ronin at Widespread, weren't we?
No, you were Ronin at Widespread.
No
and
one
then
knows
I copied
who Ronin
you.
Is.
It's a spare Robert De Niro movie.
Like,
we
picked no.
up some free T-shirts. Wait, you guys I went with Corby to New Orleans for Halloween, and we went to this Widespread show. And it was Halloween night, and everybody in our traveling group had costumes of some degree.
That's a great story, David.
Hey, right, I'm not done.
Hey, I didn't know.
And so the one person in the group that didn't have a costume was Corby. He just had, like he's got now, the long sleeve white T-shirt with the T-shirt over it and
hello.
Then his floppy hat. And the T-shirt he was wearing was a free movie promotion T-shirt, and it was a gray shirt and just said Ronin over the, you know, left, where the left pocket would be in the front. And so we're like, you're so lame. Why didn't you wear a costume? He goes, I did, man. I'm Ronin. And that was his costume. That was his lame excuse.
Didn't we already
costume.
Kind of nutshell that story just a few
no,
months
ago? No, then we vowed every Halloween to be Ronin.
Yeah, and I had that same T-shirt, so the next Halloween I came to the party as Ronin.
All right, if I throw
good time.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
I still have that shirt.
I do, too.
If you throw
that's
a party,
it
will both be Ronin.
Yeah, why don't you throw a Halloween party?
You want me to?
You never do anymore.
I know, I don't.
What happened to me, man?
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm...
And there was, like, a beer truck backed up to your house with all kinds of beer and I mean, it was, like,
they
wild.
They opened up a fire hose on us, a beer.
Yeah, it was great.
Just pinning us up against the house.
And Wolanski's like, I don't drink beer.
Dude, I don't drink, man. I don't review the substances. Hey, this, what I have is all natural. What?
You break.
Oh, we got a break already? All right, what happened to Giorgio? He was going to tell a story right here.
He had to go to the biggest ass-kicking in college football history, I think.
Oh. I wanted to, all right, I want Dave to tell the story next of the humping Rottweiler. This was a fascinating story.
Okay.
The P1.
Hello, this is Belvedere Vodka and The Beautiful Life. Today we're discussing how to survive a shark attack. At first blush, the subject has seemingly nothing to do with beautiful life, but one never knows when one may be swimming off one's yacht in shark-infested waters. One, hit back. If a shark attacks, hit it with anything. A martini glass, a bottle of Belvedere, a swimming companion, anything. Hit the offending shark in the eyes or gills. Contrary to popular belief, hitting the shark in the nose will only piss him off. And research tells us it is not a good idea to piss off a shark. Two, keep hitting. Sharks enjoy being on the offensive. That's why they're sharks. So it's best to put the shark on the defensive by hitting him as often as possible. Now pour yourself a Belvedere. You have survived a shark attack and may continue living the beautiful life. Research tells us one is less likely to live the beautiful life if one has been eaten by a shark.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from rye, Millennium in Port, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Some people say there's a lot of difference between listening to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket and our sister station, Talk Radio 570 KLIF. But when you break it down, we're really not that different. You see, they've got Fox News, we've got E! News. They've got Dr. Laura, and we look at naked pictures of Dr. Laura. They've got Big Bill O'Reilly, and we've got Big Bill Dwayne Parcells. They have Daryl and Carlo. We have Donovan Miller. They love Bush. We love Bush. Jenna and Barbara, that is. They have Greg Knapp in the afternoons.
George Dunham takes naps in the afternoon. We have breaking sports news first guaranteed. They have the latest breaking news and information guaranteed. 570 KLIF is like your own Cliff Notes version of today's headlines, so you actually know a little bit more than how to calculate a batting average in your head or how to spot a cover two on third down. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, and 570 KLIF. One knows sports, the other knows news. You decide.
Hi there, me again, Jack O'Leonard, with great holiday deals at Moritz Chrysler Jeep. It's time to treat yourself to the best selection of Jeeps, cars, trucks, and SUVs, and all at the best prices anywhere. At Moritz Chrysler Jeep, we take pride in our exceptional customer service, and not just at the holidays, but all year round. Come in today and see the all-new 7-passenger Jeep Commander, and take a look at the redesigned PT Cruiser for 2006. We're carving out the best deals yet, and if you hurry in between now and Halloween, we'll give you 2-for-1 passes to the world's largest, the scariest, the most haunted house, the cutting edge. Plus, you can pick up a pumpkin at the Moritz Pumpkin Patch, absolutely free. You might even be inspired to carve a little girl for you. But I digress. Come in today, Moritz Chrysler Jeep, 9101 Camp Bowie West in Fort Worth, or visit MoritzChrysler.com for details. And this year, trick or treat in the all-new PT Cruiser. Moritz Chrysler Jeep, where inspiration comes standard.
So, you know you want to make a change to better vision, but how do you know which vision correction procedure is right for you? LASIK? Custom View Interlasik? CK? Crystal Lens? Your first step is a phone call to the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center at 972-258-6400. We sponsor a complimentary vision seminar each Tuesday night. Call to reserve your seat at the seminar and you will learn about the most proven technology and latest advancements. Dr. Tylock will also perform a live custom view intralasic procedure so you can talk to a patient about what LASIK is really like. Then, to top it off, you get a $200 discount toward your LASIK procedure. So call today and let the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center take the confusion out of vision correction. Call 972-258-6400. That's 972-258-6400. Or visit us at Tylock.com. Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center. Let us make things perfectly clear for you.
P-R-E-C-E-P-T. Find out what they can do for me.
Are your creditors and collectors sucking it to you?
Do you have 10, 20, 50,000 or more in unsecured debt?
Imagine.
The feeling of being debt-free ASAP. Go to PreceptFinancial.com.
That's P-R-E-C-E-P-T-Financial.com.
We resolve credit card debt, auto repos, medical bills, collection accounts, and other types of unsecured debt. Go to PreceptFinancial.com.
That's P-R-E-C-E-P-T-Financial.com.
If you want to reduce your debt by as much as 60% or more, go to PreceptFinancial.com.
That's P-R-E-C-E-P-T-Financial.com.
We are conveniently located in North Dallas. Feel free to visit our office or just maximize your radio player and click on the banner for a free and confidential consultation to take the steps to be debt-free ASAP. What are you waiting for? Log on now, PreceptFinancial.com.
That's PreceptFinancial.com.
Gas and 05 Malibus get 35 miles per gallon and $6,000 off MSRP. And now Classic announces early lease termination. If you are currently in a GM lease, you may be able to pull out of that lease up to 8 months early with absolutely no penalty. But hurry, this early lease termination ends October 31st. See Classic for details. Don't miss Classic Chevrolet's model year-end roundup. See Saturday's Star Telegram or shop online at ClassicChevyTexas.com. Chevy, driving Texas.
When we say sports, you say now.
Texas Longhorns unbeaten. Oklahoma State welcomes them without a conference win to call their own. This sticker brought to you by Acclaim Networks and Friendly Chevrolet. Mack Brown doesn't expect his Horns to have the same problems they did against the Cowboys last year, but to stay on top of the BCS, simply winning isn't enough.
When you're talking about a standard to try to be undefeated and try to be as good as anybody in the country, there's still some things that we're leaving out there that we could be more consistent with.
Kick coming up at 6 tonight. TCU has a chance to go 6-0 in Mountain West play. 7 o'clock start at San Diego State, North Texas at LSU this evening. Another episode in the Oklahoma-Nebraska rivalry today. They're linking up in Lincoln. Opening minutes, Huskers 3-and-out on their opening possession. Number 15, Wisconsin on the board at Illinois, 6-0. And number 6, Miami in an early hole at home. They trail North Carolina 97-0. Dallas Stars in Phoenix against the Coyotes tonight at 9. The teams are tied in the Pacific behind the L.A. Kings. Breeders' Cup today, starting with the Juvenile Phillies in an hour. And golf, Steve Lowry tees off in the next hour. He's the leader at the Chrysler Championship in Florida. Our next ticket ticker at 11:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Pete Kenny, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturday morning, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
He's seated at the right hand of his father. It's the Stephen Jones Show, Wednesdays at 11:30 with Norm Hitzkus, brought to you by Texas Instruments, DLT Technology, Jack Daniels, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
So why are we coming back from
it's
every
greatest,
break?
It's the greatest song ever written. Think about it.
11:19 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to Corby Davidson and Dave Lane.
It just kind of makes you...
And, Corby and Dave are pantomiming out here, so you need to hurry up and get out of here. Oops, they already finished.
Yeah.
So.
Hey! No, it's like the mime in the box.
Yeah.
All right, so we had a big week in political news. Corby, you were rooting for Harriet Mars. Dave, you were against her. So now where do you guys
stand? Did you see the picture of her back in the 70s?
Yeah,
she was hot. That.
Yeah, she was cute.
Is that why W was corresponding with her, because she was kind of hot?
Way back then?
She was pretty cute.
Yeah.
Did they ever date?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Date.
When did George W. get married?
98?
I think it may have been, it was either 98 or like 68.
One of the two.
Yeah.
And were you rooting for
Scooter Libby?
Scooby Doody?
Lewis?
Yeah.
No. I don't know anything about that dude. I just find it very funny that all these Law and Order Republicans are all of a sudden, oh, that's, you know what? We're completely changing course as conservatives. We're now going to say that people are presumed innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
Before, you know, it was always, if there had been a couple of indictments from in the White House in
guilty.
The Clinton administration.
Guilty.
The conservatives are now arguing, we wouldn't have even talked about it until they were pronounced guilty.
Who are they? Who are the Democrats?
Yeah. But now, of course, it's their guys. It's all about how, well, you know, we need to wait for the legal process to take effect and everything. I don't even know, you know, in this country we are presumed innocent. And when has that ever been a major chorus in the Republican Party? That, hey, just because someone's arrested doesn't mean they did anything wrong. Of course, Democrats think everybody arrested never did anything wrong, and it's all cops planting evidence. And Republicans think that if you're arrested, you are guilty.
You know who was all fired up yesterday when that news came down?
Who?
Just take a guess. It's someone up at the station that we work with.
Barb.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, she just walked around like, Tulsa.
Because?
It's going down. They're all going down. Like, telling me while I'm on the computer, like, going, okay,
politics,
all right.
Is now a sporting event.
Yeah.
And that was a good play that her team had.
Right.
And now she's up cheering.
I knew it. I knew it all along. I called all y'all. Told y'all.
I really think that it's not, instead of people rooting for America to be the greatest it can be, people root for the other team to screw up as much as they do.
Bush
has a big problem.
He's going down next. I promise you. It's going right into Cheney, and after Cheney's Bush. And then it's over.
And what's odd
and
is that Bush started off saying he was going to return honor and integrity back to the White House.
Right.
And
he
was also
totally
ushering an era of personal responsibility.
Yeah.
Whereas I've never... In which way has George Bush declared that he is personally responsible for the wrongdoing and failings
always
of the country?
Katrina,
was that the first time he ever admitted anything went wrong?
And he didn't really admit it. He was like, well, some things could have been done differently.
And he also thought Brownie was doing a great job before he removed him.
Brownie.
Before he had to actually go to work and
do
something.
So, and I'm not just trying to attack Republicans. I'm more or less attacking their fans.
Oh, I think
than
it's
anything
hilarious.
Else.
I think it's so funny. I just love the really radical right-wing people and the really radical left-wing people.
They're the same
there's
people.
There's no difference.
They're
None.
The exact same people with a different label. They're just so obsessed with the intrigue of the White House. Who's going down? And they're going to get indicted and all this. And that's the sad thing is it turns off so many people to politics. And it gets people like me to where you just don't care. Yes, Bob.
Can I call in?
Yeah, call in.
I was
having this exact thought. I was driving to the Stars game last night, and I thought, you know, I don't know anything about this Libby story. My wife's all fired up about it. So
a conservative?
No, she just, I guess, but she's not really into it. And just she just asked if I heard about the big story today, and I didn't know anything about it. So I decided, you know, let me see what Old Air America's got going on this. And they're going crazy, and they're talking about how this just shows conservatives, on. And then I'm like, all right, now let me try 20 and see what they got.
Hey, Bob.
You know, we've learned in this country that you are innocent until proven guilty.
It's so funny.
And I got so exhausted because it's the exact opposite of their scripts like the last time something went down that I went back to sports.
Hey, Bob.
So you know,
it's tiring.
So bring me up to speed because I am totally not plugged into politics at all.
Okay, it's all about that CIA leak, the Valerie Plame name being put out there.
Right.
And Karl Rove, and who's Bush's right-hand guy, and Cheney's right-hand guy is the Scooter guy. And they basically, Scooter was busted for lying to a grand jury.
Because this chick's husband
was discrediting the administration story about Saddam buying yellow cake, which is some, you know, it's like a nuclear material, I think.
It's like a bunt cake.
This guy was saying, look,
from Nigeria.
They don't have any weapons over there, and just this whole thing, as I understand it, the little I looked into it, is that there's no reason to go to war with Iraq. So they're discrediting the administration, so this is how the administration
and so they were wanting to take down this guy who was saying, you know, that this evidence was bad evidence, and somehow or another they mentioned the woman's name to a reporter, and it's illegal to release the name of an undercover CIA agent.
It's painfully tedious to follow
happens to be the wife of the guy who was against
was discrediting him. Yeah,
okay.
But the point of it is that there is no consistency of thought. And that's what Republicans are supposed to pride themselves on. We are law and order for everyone. Everyone is subject to the law. We don't play all the hair splitting that the Democrats and the stupid left does. We don't do all this, you know, side with the defendant rather than side with the law enforcement. We always side with law enforcement. If you're indicted or you're arrested, you're probably guilty. Isn't that the basic conservative mindset?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a reason that you're arrested. And
yeah.
We'll suss it out. Maybe you'll get off, but you probably did something wrong.
Right. But now, it's all of a sudden, we're getting Democratic lines from Republicans saying, you know what, let's wait and see what the system has to say. We're not even sure this system really works, too. And it's all that business. And it's just so
they're disgusting. They're protecting this woman who leaked the...
No. Scooter, they're protecting this...
She is the CIA operative.
She is.
Okay, Bob?
Now this,
God, I'm so lost.
All
I can think of,
not doing a good job explaining.
All I can think of is the Chappelle Show skit where they had the yellow cake wrapped up in a napkin at the
That's
press
funny.
Conference.
I liked it.
And you know, Bush said, and then there was all this stuff about 2 years ago when Bush said, you know, if there's a leak in my White House, then they'll lose their job.
What?
And then they come out, well, no, he didn't say that. He said that they would be dealt with.
And that's what Air America was playing coming back, was Bush press conferences from the past where he talked about integrity and just how everything is so important. And then they have the laughing audience in the background. I mean, it's just...
How do they do?
It's just such a beating. It's just... And I can't help myself. I've got to... Even though I clearly vote Republican more often than not, I just can't help myself because of my sports mentality that you mentioned, that I have to go find out what the other side's saying just to rile myself up. But then I'm so put off with, I guess, the people that are on my side that Dan's right. Don't vote and don't care about politics. Maybe that's really the way to solve things.
Yeah, can you really get mad at the apathetic people?
You can't.
No,
because the more
totally
you know,
apathetic.
The more frustrating it is.
Yeah. Because the diehard fans are the ones that ruin it for everyone.
Yes.
We lose sight of the common goal because we want our team to win the most.
And
it's more important for our team to win than it is for America to get better.
The more you know about politics, the more you find out that no one's saying what they believe. They're saying what they believe you want to hear so that, you know, just to garner the support or... I mean, it's...
Yeah, and you can't tell the truth about something that may look bad about your side.
Right.
Because then the other side will take it and run with it.
Or then you'll alienate the sects who are on your side. The S-E-C-T-S, if you don't mind. But just
and the conservatives are the one that killed Bush's nominee.
Yes, they did.
It's because she had no conservative support that she had to withdraw.
It's just frustrating. sports are so much easier.
It's Tide Head, and that's why we shouldn't have a political system.
Yes,
at all.
Ignorance truly is
black broccoli.
Okay. All I care about are my roads paved? Is the world falling around me, or is it everything kind of working out okay?
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 13. Send the ticket.
Yeah, Gordon.
Turn your radio off, dude. Oh. Yeah, I want to talk to David Lane specifically. When he brings up people, whenever he does his voices about dumb people, how come it's always a redneck? I think his voice is just perfectly fine the way it is. The guy can't even read a ticker.
What?
Okay, thank you for your call.
Well, that guy was a huge redneck.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 a ticket. Hello?
I don't even know what triggers that.
I don't either, but he was real white trash.
That's not me that said that. That was Corby.
You're on AM radio.
You handed me the note.
7-0 Oklahoma.
7-0 Oklahoma.
You know what? No, I'm serious. No more phone calls. 7-0. I'm out. Crap. That's such crap.
He could have been lying.
I'll kill him.
Yeah. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 the ticket. Hello?
That's so uncool.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
We gotta go to break. We gotta revamp this show.
Hold on, we need to go to radio right now. Hi, you're on the radio. What?
Are you screaming these people? Are you telling them to turn down their radio?
We're rolling.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 13 to the ticket. Oh my gosh. Hi, you're on AM radio with AM boys.
I'm Fritz Stutter.
Hello?
Yes. Hey, food.
Okay. As a conservative who usually votes Republican, let me ask you something. Who the hell is Scooter Libby?
He's Dick Cheney's chief of staff.
And why am I, you know, we're supposed to care about the letter of the law. Fine, burn him. I don't care. I never heard of the guy before this.
Well, and that's the other thing is that you're hearing is, well, we could prove Karl Rove was involved. We got the guy we could get for sure, you know.
Burn Karl Rove. I don't care but when my liberal friends say, gotcha. And then I say, okay, explain to me what happened. We both get such tired head trying to wade through the story of what actually happened. And didn't this actually, when it was leaked, didn't a reporter actually say, hey, did you know this? And whoever was talking kind of confirmed that? I mean, wasn't this out beforehand anyway?
I don't know. It's, like I said, it's a tarkid issue.
But, Gordo, that's the thing about
it. A million different versions of the story.
That's the whole thing, though, is that they both parties do it in such a proper manner that there's always the plausible deniability that the guy at the top knew about it. So, it was just his fourth in command's assistant that decided to concoct this whole thing.
And I wish both parties would just be consistent, and Republicans would admit, let's say Rove gets indicted too, that if two indictments come. To the right-hand people of the president and vice president, you think Republicans may have mentioned it on talk radio if this happened in the Clinton administration? I mean, they're talking now like, oh, I don't even think we would bring it up because we know that these people are innocent until proven guilty.
They all just changed. They changed complete strategy.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're doing a talk show and you have one political leaning, you have to change everything you believe.
They wouldn't mention anything like that. They would not mention that on conservative talk radio.
Does the administration have their fall guy, and are they trying to just sweep it under the rug
now? No, that's the thing. They ought to let these people be fall guys. Bush ought to say, you know what, I'm not putting up with that, and you want they're relieved of their duties, and we'll find out what the verdict is, and then if they're exonerated, maybe I'll hire them back. But right now, I want them to be able to concentrate on their defense and not be bogged down by their job trying to advise me, too.
That's why with a White House, you want like 50 people in your White House so you have 49 incidents where you can blame someone else. And by the way, I'm on Bush's side more often
maybe
than not.
About this, we can draw Mark Davis out of the woodwork and he'll...
Well, and he was one of them that pointed out to me that you're innocent until guilty.
That is such a Republican refrain. We always hear that from Republicans. Innocent until proven guilty.
I know where we can find Mark Davis tonight.
He'll be at you too?
Well, he'll be at the Smirnoff because Def Leppard's playing, and he goes to every concert at the Smirnoff.
Oh, he was there last night. He was asking Dan and I if we could get out of the Stars game to go see Kansas with him. Like, a couple problems with that. No, I can't get out of the Stars game, and I don't know anything about Kansas except Dust in the Wind.
Every concert, he is.
You're listening to America's favorite sports station, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
part of a family of favorites, like America's favorite country music station, The Ticket's Big Brother with a Straw Hat, 99.5 The Wolf. The Wolf Gun made the family proud by winning the Marconi Award for Station of the Year. It's the home of the Bobby Mitchell Wake Up with the Wolf Morning Show, Amy B., Hollywood Henderson, Cody Allen, and Airwolf Traffic with Justin Frizzell. They've got a 50,000-watt stick with the best Texas country music this side of the Red River. So when you find yourself laying on your back with tears in your ears crying over your last failed relationship, or maybe you just want to strap on some Support the Troops Red-Blooded Americana, feel better longer with some feel-good music from the Wolf's Pat Green, Jack Ingram, Charlie Robinson, and Robert Earl Keen. Remember your family of favorites, 99.5 The Wolf, and everyone's favorite drunk uncle, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Hello, this is Belvedere Vodka, welcoming you to The Beautiful Life. Today, we're discussing the proper way to sip Belvedere Citrus from a woman's navel. 1. Pour. 2. Sip. Yummy. This has been Belvedere Citrus and a navel of exquisite merit for The Beautiful Life.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from Rye, Millennium, and Port, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hello. This is Belvedere Vodka and The Beautiful Life, listening to Wagner. It's been said Wagner's music is better than it sounds. No, it's not. This has been Belvedere Vodka for The Beautiful Life, a life far more beautiful with far less Wagner. Far, far less Wagner.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from Rye, Millennium, and Port, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Let's play the easiest game in Texas. Ready? What do you do to save up to 40% on your home's heating and cooling bill?
Call Atlas Star Energy at 214-764-1331.
Direct. What do you do to set up a free consultation and get a free home weatherization package?
Call Atlas Star Energy at 214-764-1331.
Right again. So be sure and call by this Friday at 5 p.m. Okay, very good. Next question. Do you think your home is adequately insulated?
Yes.
That's a very hopeful answer. The truth is most homes in North Texas have insufficient insulation. That's one reason why your energy bill has been so high. That's why you should call
Atlas Star Energy at 214-764-1331.
You're getting the hang of this. Atlas Star Energy offers a free consultation to determine exactly what your home needs to be much more energy efficient. Next question. Are energy costs going up or down?
Up?
Of course they're going up as much as 40 to 60% this winter.
So that's why I should call Atlas Star Energy at 214-764-1331 right now.
Ken Jennings has nothing. Thank you.
Jack O'Lantern here from Moritz Chevrolet. It's that time of year at Moritz when we treat you to our best fall prices. Outside, there may be a little chill in the air, but inside you'll find warm, courteous service and the best prices anywhere. And you can save more than just cash. You'll save on fuel costs, too. And we know how important that is right now. Moritz Chevrolet has six different models that average over 30 miles to the gallon. And they start out as low as $89.95. Now that's only scaring the competition. And if you drop in between now and Halloween, we'll give you 2-for-1 passes to the world's largest haunted house, The Cutting Edge. And you'll get to pick out your own pumpkin from the Moritz Pumpkin Patch absolutely free. So ask for me, Jack O'Lantern, or any of my other associates, and we'll carve out a great deal for you. Moritz Chevrolet, 9101 Camp Bowie West in Fort Worth, or go to MoritzChevrolet.com for details. Chevy, an American Revolution. Moritz, a Metroplex tradition. Happy Halloween.
Hey, it's Fitz with my buddy and CEO of RepairMyCreditNow.com. Go ahead and explain to me. People have bad credit. By law, the creditors have to delete certain stuff off the credit report if they can't prove the debt.
That's correct, Fitz. These items legally have to be validated according to the laws that are in place. There's several federal laws.
And basically, here's the deal. These companies are so huge, there's really no way they're going to want to take the time to go in there and try to prove all this stuff. So, by law, they just delete it. Therefore, your Beacon scores go right up.
That's correct. If they don't reply back, then legally it has to be deleted.
From repos to charge-offs, bankruptcies, foreclosures, late payments, slow pays, no pays. They can't prove it. They take it off. Your Beacon score goes up. What does that mean? That means you have great credit. Good credit. That's why you have to call right now. RepairMyCreditNow.com. 1-888-4MY-REPAIR. That's 1-888-4MY-REPAIR. Or log on right now to RepairMyCreditNow.com. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Now, how long does this process usually take?
Well, they'll start seeing results in as short as 30 to 45 days.
Your credit is your future.
You got that. Log on now. RepairMyCreditNow.com.
You know, for what you'd spend on 6 or 7 CDs, you can enroll in a class at Dallas County Community College. Start moving towards a better career with higher pay. Now that's cool. You'll be surprised how much you can learn for as little as $99. Think of the possibilities. To get your start, check out one of the 7 Dallas County Community Colleges at dccd.edu. That's dccd.edu. It all begins here.
You swear you were only going 55, but the radar gun had a different opinion. Have you taken care of that speeding ticket yet? Cedar Valley College offers Texas state-approved driver safety courses online, the most convenient and flexible way to take defensive driving. Those days of taking off work or spending your weekend sitting through a 6-hour class or watching a video are a thing of the past. Keep that speeding ticket off your record or take the class for business and industry safety training. State and court approved, it's 100% online. It's worth $37.95 to keep your record clean. Log on to CedarValleyDefensiveDriving.com today to get started.
Axtel licensed dealer fees and optional equipment extra. Best-selling claim based on R.L. Polk & Company 2005 CYTD passenger car and light duty truck total registration. See your Texas Chevy dealer today. America's Walk for Diabetes is November 5th in both downtown Dallas and downtown Fort Worth. For more information, call 1-888-DIABETES. That's 1-888-DIABETES. Or log on to www.diabetes.org/walk. A message from Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Ticket Sports News Now.
Denny Green wants to think it's a new era for Arizona Cardinals football. This ticker serves America Airlines Center and Grand Treviso. The Cowboys hope it's the same old result, like when they used to beat on their old divisional rival. But Danny hopes his dynamic receiver duo will change all that. We're talking Larry Fitzgerald and Anquan Boldin.
I think that change is necessary because you have to establish a whole new Arizona Cardinals. And so it doesn't matter what happened 6 years ago. We're Arizona Cardinals now, and so we're going to be held accountable for it. Nobody cares how many losing records you have.
Cowboys welcome the Cards high-flying passing attack at Texas Stadium. Noon kickoff tomorrow. And, of course, check out Sports Sunday tomorrow night at 10 on KDFW Fox 4 when Dan McDowell joins Mike Ducey to break down the Cowboys-Cardinals result in Week 8. All around the NFL. The Texas Longhorns could use another lopsided win to stay on top of the BCS. Oklahoma State seems ripe for the picking. They've yet to win a conference battle. 6 o'clock kick tonight at OSU. Oklahoma and Nebraska, meanwhile, adding to their grudge. The question for OU, how's Adrian Peterson's ankle?
He's got from under the 20, down to the 10, cuts back inside, touchdown! Apparently the high ankle sprain isn't so high and isn't so strained anymore.
Terry Thorne, the call on ABC. Sooners up 7-0, 6 minutes to go in the first. The Dallas Stars at Phoenix tonight after losing 4 of their last 5 games. Before this contest tonight, the Coyotes will honor Cujo for winning his 400th game in the net. That's the Ticket Ticker brought to you by OnStar. Now there's a safer way to make calls on the road in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and it's available on OnStar-equipped vehicles. Press your blue OnStar button to activate OnStar hands-free calling. Our next Ticket Ticker at 11:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Pete Tenney, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday morning 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
11 years of telling it like it is, telling it to your face, hot sports opinions on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Unbelievable.
It's like a kid's song.
All right, turn it off. 11:42 on the Ticket. You are listening to The Rant live from Barktoberfest. We're in Fort Worth today. Exit the beach off of Highway 30 and go north. I-30 and go north. And
hey, up this on is going right. On until 2. We're on until noon.
If you have a dog, dogs, bring them out here. There are probably a couple hundred dogs out
here. Hey, Gordon. You know, my dog's out here, and I just got a report that my dog peed on somebody's leg.
Let's watch the language, but thank you, David.
Urinated.
All right.
Did you guys see the letters? Did you cut this out because of these letters that people wrote in the paper about Cheryl Swoops and her coming out?
I actually cut it out for
the back page
story about the Christian
for the
weird
Halloween.
Okay. Well, here's what some of the people who wrote into the morning news had to say about
Cheryl Swoops. Cheryl Swoops comes out as being gayer than
did
gay
you see her picture of her girlfriend?
Yeah, I know. Like I said, it looks like pre-lap band Al Roker with a wig.
It's really bad. And
yeah.
Cheryl Swoops is hot.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
hot.
She picked the black Jabba the Hutt.
Her girlfriend is
a coach, college coach?
Used to be a coach at Old Dominion.
And then went into the movies.
All right, here's one from Al Havenstripe from Cookville. For over six decades, the daily newspaper has been a learning tool for me. Boy, did I get a lesson in American culture in Thursday's Dallas Morning News. Front page and Sports Day headlines describe Cheryl Swoop's announcement that she is gay. I like being a role model, she mentioned. Kevin Blackstone extolled her as such in a lengthy column. Centuries ago, an Old Testament sage wrote, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death."
Huh.
Things haven't changed much, have they?
A highly interpretive scripture can be used in this case?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Then we go down to Thursday's news story about Cheryl Swoops. Why is Cheryl Swoops' sex life news to me or anyone? I respect the lady, but her sex life announcement is not news. It's just meddling. As a 40-year subscriber, I can remember when your paper was actually really into news. In fact, I used it in my 10th grade English classes when I taught at Henderson High School. Are you trivializing the news on purpose?
No, I mean, you know what? The news is, we determine what's news, and people wanted to know about the Cheryl Swoops story, so the Dallas Morning News comments on it and puts it in their paper. I don't understand the big deal. This guy's arguing that, and I kind of agree with him in the sense of, okay, it's what goes on in her bedroom, but it's also a big news story, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. There's no question.
The most famous female athlete in basketball comes out as gay.
Yeah, it's huge. But
and she's hot.
Yeah, and she's got an ugly girlfriend.
I think, the story to me is the ugly girlfriend.
So her girlfriend is definitely the husband, the man in the relationship.
Did you read the story about her son, because she has an 8-year-old son, who was getting kind of inquisitive about what was going on between her and her
girlfriend?
Where babies
come from?
Basically, she goes, and they called her Scotty. The woman's name is Alicia Scott, Swoops' girlfriend.
They call her Scotty?
And the son goes, "Mommy, is Scotty your boyfriend?"
Huh.
That was printed in the paper. I was like, well.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, she really is.
Dang.
Just missing one essential part that I guess.
That we know of.
Yeah,
I'm not real sure about that.
You can always apply an apparatus.
Did you see who came out yesterday?
Out of the closet?
George Takei.
Oh, yeah, but everyone knew that guy was gay.
I didn't know that.
Who the hell is that?
He's
Mr. Sulu.
Mr. Sulu.
Oh, yeah. He kind of strikes me as such.
Sweet.
I didn't know that there were that many Asian gays.
Yeah, gay.
Is he a lady boy?
All right, wait, what, is it white? Does gay affect the white more than
I don't
any
think
other
so.
Group?
No, there's just many proportionately black people that are gay.
Hey, Gordon.
Don't you think?
I know there are black gays, but I think it may be more of a white thing.
There's a lot of Hispanic gays.
Yeah. There are a lot of Hispanic gays.
Most Hispanic gays are closeted, though.
Thank goodness.
Huh. Speaking of that, did you read about the Highland Park incident?
Yes, and we talked about this on the air. This is... You know, it's been going on at Highland Park for forever.
The guy that showed up wearing a leaf blower to school.
That was on Fiesta Day. On Thug Day, they dressed up, you know, as huge afros and NBA jerseys and had a lot of bling on, you know, dressed like a lot of gang members that you see.
Right. Yes. And they're in trouble?
Yeah, Mexican Heritage Day, a guy brings a leaf blower. I mean... You gotta admit, it's a pretty good gag, but at the same time, it's a little insensitive.
So did they have Cheryl Swoops Day yet?
No, they didn't.
Were they all have like a false Jabba the Hutt attached to them?
That they're dragging around?
Sitting on their head.
So, yeah, and you know, Dave, I thought about you because you've always longed to live in Highland Park and to be someone more than you really are.
Yeah.
And to have a child who can bring a leaf blower to school.
Yeah. I want my children to be able to bring leaf blowers because I wasn't able to.
You know, I was thinking about you, Dave. Where along your life did you get to thinking, you know, that you wish that you were more? Like, you always have been embarrassed by your upbringing, embarrassed by everything. You wanted so badly to be
embarrassed by his upbringing.
He has been.
I'm distinctly middle class, and yes, I wish I was upper class.
But why is that?
Upper middle.
Did someone say something to you when you were young? Or, like, what do you think put the chip on your shoulder?
Being adopted.
You think so?
Right from the get-go. He had no shot.
Yeah.
It's like having a crack whore, Mom. You really don't have a shot.
But
you can't blame this on Dave. You blame it on his real mother.
Because why hasn't he gone to therapy to try to learn that he's okay, you know, just being a guy?
Therapy's for gays.
Yeah. Tell Cheryl Swoops.
Dave's fine. I think Dave has made massive leaps.
Yeah,
there's no doubt he's made massive leaps.
I still can't read a ticker, and I make fun of white trash too much, but...
Eh. Who can read a ticker, you know?
All right,
well,
that's a good point, Corby.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Look at the Darth Vader dog. That's kind of funny.
That's Henry.
Hey, Corbin! Dave's dog. All right, 11:49 here at Sports Radio 1310. The ticket. The Rant will wrap up from Barktoberfest next. Hey, Gordon.
What?
Tobias.
I'm safe.
For the last 11 years, 1310 has been the ticket's lucky number.
Sports Radio 1310.
Now, this Cowboy season, 1310 will be your lucky number. Go by any Metroplex area Napa Auto Parts store and register for your chance to win a 2005 Nissan Frontier pickup truck from Lawrence Marshall Nissan. You don't have to guess the score. We're giving you the score. If the Cowboys win that week's game 13-10, you can be a winner.
The ticket!
Listen for your name every Friday morning at 8:30 with Donovan Miller from the station that will help you score a brand new Nissan Frontier pickup. Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Ticket.com.
Firestone Complete Auto Care makes tire buying easy.
No more trying to read a sidewall.
No more confusing numbers and letters.
Just one low price.
Like any of 11 popular size Firestone tires from $39.
See? Easy.
The best brand, too, including Bridgestone.
Right now, any 13 through 15 inch size Bridgestone Insignia SE 200 is just $69.
Rock beats scissors. Scissors beats paper. Paper beats rock. Hello. This is Belvedere Vodka for The Beautiful Life. And today we're discussing that most beautiful game, rock, paper, scissors. A caveat. If you think this is a game of chance, you're a fool and will be beaten like scissors to rock. Hint. Know the enemy. If your enemy leads with rock, he prefers brute force to strategy. Destroy him with cunning tactic. If paper is his chosen lead, he is a sneaky ferret trying to turn aggressive play against you. His strategy will, however, change if faced with losing. The specter of imminent defeat turns even the subtlest player into a rock-wielding troglodyte. If he is a scissors man, he combines the heavy-headed force of rock with the finesse of paper. You will need to be at your best to vanquish him. Celebrate vanquishing him with a Belvedere. The only vodka worthy of rock, paper, scissors, and The Beautiful Life.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from rye and lemon in Port Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hi there, Jack O'Lantern here, bringing you Halloween greetings from Moritz Kia in Fort Worth. And out through Halloween, we have treats galore at Moritz Kia. Surprises and prizes, pumpkins and great prizes. For example, right now you can get $6,000 off MSRP and a free flip-down DVD player with the 2005 Kia Sedona EX. How's that for a treat? Plus, the 2005 Kia Spectra LX starts as low as $89.95, and the Sorento LX as low as $14,995. Now, that's a great price. And for the surprise, all come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. You just can't beat that anywhere. Come in today, and we'll give you two-for-one passes to the world's largest haunted house, The Cutting Edge. And you can pick a pumpkin from a rich pumpkin patch absolutely free. We're carving out great deals at Moritz, so come see us today. Moritz Kia, I-30 West and Las Vegas Trail in Fort Worth. See our ad in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram or visit MoritzKia.com for details. Kia, the power to surprise. Let us surprise you this Halloween.
This to-do list is brought to you by the Texas Ballet Theater at TexasBalletTheater.org.
Okay, top on my to-do list, plan a fun event for the wife and family. Let's see, fishing, football, drag races, bowling.
Jeffrey, you know those four will not work for the girls?
Okay, my conscience says no. Cross those off.
Jeffrey.
Yes, conscience, I'm listening.
I've got a suggestion. How about something fun, exciting, fresh, and new, and definitely something original from you?
I need original. What have you got?
It's the Texas Ballet Theater, the Ballet Theater of North.
North Texas, and the North Texas premiere of Romeo and Juliet. Warring families, grand drama, swashbuckling swordplay, star-crossed romance, and magnificent sets in the beautiful Bass Performance Hall in Fort Worth.
Hold on there, conscience. Sounds expensive.
Tickets start at only $18, but to be the family hero, you've got to get them now.
Jeffrey the Family Hero. I like the sound of that.
It's the North Texas premiere of Ben Stevenson's Romeo and Juliet, October 21st through 23rd at the Bass Performance Hall in Fort Worth. Tickets available online at texasballettheater.org.
$249 a month. Now is the time to save at Toyota Richardson.
But that's not all. Save big on 05 Sequoia Limited Edition and get $7,000 off. Or get a new 05 Sienna van for only $22,388. And for a limited time, get 0% on select 4Runners.
What about Toyota Gas Savers?
We have 9 different Toyota models that get over 30 miles per gallon. Some as high as 51 mpg. Now that's savings.
0% for 60 months. $7,000 in discounts. And folks get 3.9% financing on all certified pre-owned Toyotas at the Toyota Superstore. See the morning news for all the details. Open late tonight at Toyota Richardson on North Central and Arapaho.
Breaking sports news now.
Bye week coming up for the Cowboys. 5-3 sounds a lot better than 4-4. This ticker brought to you by Dallas Stars Hockey Club and Friendly Chevrolet. The Cowboys trying to stay above 500 with the 2-4 Cardinals in town. Jason Witten trying to get a passing game charged up. You got to get in the red zone if you're going to beat anyone in the NFL. You got to punch them in.
I'm in the goal line. We've had a throw to get in there, and it's been disappointing for us. But you know, I think it's just more or less concentrating when we get down there. Teams are blitzing and slanting and with their linemen, and we've got to pick it up and get the ball in there.
Cowboys and Cards, Texas Stadium tomorrow at noon. The Texas Longhorns, a night game at Oklahoma State, who is winless in the Big 12. Other conference action, OU leading Nebraska 7-0 late in the first quarter. Number 17, Texas Tech at Baylor. No score early there in the first. Top 25, 15th ranked Wisconsin leading Illinois on the road 13-7. And it's number 12, Ohio State, taking their show on the road. 17-7 lead at Minnesota in the first quarter. The Dallas Stars at Phoenix tonight. Coyotes have won 4 of their last 6, catching up to tight Dallas in the Pacific. They're both second, 3 points back of the L.A. Kings. Hoops news, the Mavs finally part ways with Tariq Abdul-Wahad. The Milwaukee Bucks pick up the one-year option on UT star T.J. Ford, keeping him through 2007. Our next ticket ticker at 12:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Pete Tenney, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturday morning, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Cowboys, Cowboys, and anything else he wants to complain about. Today at noon with Dale Hansen, right after the Norm Hitzkus Show on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
11:05 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I don't know where he is for me.
He's probably headed back home to have his OU Love Fest with Craig.
Hey, Dill.
Well, he's supposed to handle his dog business. I'm gonna trying to get rid of a couple boxes. Oh, here he comes. Here he comes.
Oh, here he is.
All right, so Halloween is on Monday, but I'm assuming some people are going to have parties this weekend, Halloween parties.
Yeah, I had one last night.
How'd it go?
It was all right.
Did you drink?
Lots.
More than you should have?
Yes.
Now, what happened to you? I thought at one point you were talking about, you know what, I'm going to cut back. Did that happen?
I cut back a little, I guess.
Would you say that you drink every day?
No.
Okay.
That's cutting back.
So what, you don't drink every day?
No.
Every day?
Yeah. I'm not talking about drunk, I'm talking about drink.
No. I don't know anyone who drinks every day.
I'm drinking.
Did we used to drink every day?
Yes.
Not me. I know that was a goal of ours one time when we were like 25, to go out every night.
To go out at least 5 nights out of the week.
Right.
So, okay,
that's when we were
drank yesterday.
Yes.
Did you drink on Thursday?
I don't remember. Probably. I don't know. Yeah, I did, because I went to a show.
All right, what about Wednesday?
No, I didn't on Wednesday.
You didn't have a beer with dinner, nothing?
No.
Okay.
I did on Tuesday, because I went to Barley to watch the World Series.
I went to the new Barley the other night.
I don't think I did on Monday, though.
What?
It's all right. It's not the old Barley, but it's all right.
I didn't say anything.
It's not as dirty. You know where I went on Thursday was Javier's.
Did you really? Stop.
Overrated. Quit promoting that place.
Yeah. Had me some drinks at Javier's.
All right, more power to you.
Did you go in the cigar room?
No, they built a patio out there. Do you know that?
No, I never go there. How would I know?
I don't know. They built a patio out there, and so.
So there's that.
That is the funniest costume on Henry.
Dave dressed his dog up as Darth Vader. The costume contest. It was funny.
Okay, well, I appreciate the fact that we broadcasted out here today. I really appreciate you guys coming out for the show.
What's the OU score?
14-0.
We don't know.
They just said in the ticker.
We don't know the score yet. No one knows the score. Matter of fact, I don't even know if the game's going on right now.
Huh.
Hey, Pete, what's the score?
Pete, don't tell me. I'll kill you. I have the power.
Don't tell Corby. Tell me.
I have the power.
It's 14-0.
I don't want to know, Pete.
Sooners.
Pete, I don't want to know.
Thanks, Pete.
Pete, are you married?
Yes. What's that, Corby? Yes, I am married.
Am I Marv Albert all of a sudden?
Yeah.
There's
possibilities.
Pete with the OU score. Yes.
Pete, are you married?
I have a long-term girlfriend. Sorry, Dave.
Oh, damn it. Boy.
Damn it.
Well, you had a chance.
It's an open relationship.
I was
relationship.
Totally going to go Cheryl Swoops on his.
Oh, head. It's an open relationship. Let's see. It would be 6 months plus 5 years.
Wow.
Wow.
Wait, how old are you, Pete?
Oh, you thought I was a younger guy, huh?
Oh, I figured you were like 28.
Yeah, you're pretty good. You know what?
Early 30s.
Guys, I turn 28 tomorrow. Nice job, Corby.
Wow. Thank you. I can see it. I can see it, spot it, guys, a mile away.
So what's your body count, Pete?
Are you... are you...
Yeah, I'm kind of in the Bob Sturm field when it comes to that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Handsome, Pete.
Well, you know, guys. Five years and 6 months doesn't allow for a lot of flirts.
Did you meet your girlfriend in college?
No, she was actually... We've been dating since fourth grade.
Is that...
Fourth grade?
I knew her in fourth grade, but we didn't date until after college.
Holy crap.
So you guys are each other's, like, one and only?
No, I think she's mine, but I might not be hers.
Ooh, that's tense.
Yeah. She's
deal with it, Pete. Deal with it.
Do
you know the other dude?
Do I know the other dude? Yeah, I know the other dude.
You know the other guy that you think she slept with?
Yeah.
Do you like him? Is he a good guy?
It took Gordon and I years to get over that.
Is that right? Yeah, piece it together.
You're the other dude.
You? We're both each other's other dude.
That's right. So uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, I remember that night. That was you.
Now, Corby's had... You
Carl,
had
you were there.
There's several of Corby's good friends that Corby has slept with their wives.
Yeah, no.
Yes, I
back
win.
Before.
I win. Do they know? Do your friends know? Oh, they don't?
No.
So you don't think the woman has ever told them?
I hope not.
Corby's just snickering in the as he's wearing the groomsman tux.
Oh, both those weddings, I was number one the whole time. Eric, why are you holding up the number one sign?
Yeah. Had it. That is so tense. Have you ever slept with any of your friends?
Let me preface this. It was years before they went out. It doesn't matter.
You still slept with your friends' wives.
Yeah.
That's tense.
Yeah.
That is really tense.
Can you give me a little? Blow me up?
I will.
Thanks.
Word.
So dumb.
All right. Oh, Troy's
showed up here. KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger. Sports news first, guaranteed.
Big 12 games in full swing. Texas Longhorns waiting for the night to fall while other conference teams are on the field right now. This ticker brought to you by Grand Treviso and Man's Best Friend. UT's tops in the BCS, and they won't be shy if they can roll up some points against OK State today. The Cowboys have one of the worst run defenses in college football and haven't won yet in the Big 12. Oklahoma, meanwhile, a big start at Nebraska.
He's got from under the 20, down to the 10, cuts back inside, touchdown! Oklahoma State has won the high angle sprain isn't so high and isn't so strained anymore.
Terry's throwing the...
You're on a week-long business trip and you feel a week-long flu coming off.
Teledoc.com.
Your prescription medicine just ran out. And the earliest appointment you can get is 2 weeks away.
Teledoc.com.
Teledoc Medical Services at
Teledoc.com.
Proudly launches the first nationwide program focusing solely upon telephone medical consult services.
offering you the convenience of simply picking up the telephone and receiving quality medical care at home, at work, or on the road. Teladoc quickly resolves routine medical issues in a fraction of the time you'd spend accessing care from urgent care facilities, emergency rooms, or a doctor's office. Imagine affordable, around-the-clock health care that meets your need for quick access to a doctor when your primary care physician is not around. Teladoc is there 24-7 to diagnose medical problems and, when appropriate, prescribe medication.
Teladoc.com.
Starting at only $4.25 a month and $35 for telephone consults. Find out more right now. Just click the link below.
TELADOC.com. Teladoc.com.
Are you tired of throwing away all your money on interest overcharges on your car and home? Are you tired of paying 10, 12, or even 18% interest? Go to RepairMyCreditNow.com. Did you know that all negative items on your credit report must be removed if the creditors can't validate the debt? That's the law. Go to RepairMyCreditNow.com or call 888-4-MY-REPAIR. That's 888-4-MY-REPAIR. Do you have late payments, charge-offs, collections, bankruptcies, repos, tax liens, judgments, or foreclosures? Go to RepairMyCreditNow.com. Or call 888-4-MY-REPAIR. Do you want a new car or new home and everyone tells you no? Go to RepairMyCreditNow.com.
RepairMyCreditNow.com is affiliated with over 600 loan officers from car dealers and mortgage companies that specialize in less than perfect credit.
Everyone qualifies for a new loan, no matter how bad the credit, after using RepairMyCreditNow.com. They know you have bad credit or you wouldn't be calling them in the first place. Don't be a victim of circumstance anymore. Go to RepairMyCreditNow.com or call 888-4-MY-REPAIR.
Si habla español.
Are you listening online at this moment? I love streaming. It's convenient, it's easy to do, and I can do it on my terms. Hello, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. If you want your car buying experience to be this simple, log on or click through to FreemanToyota.com. Our managers are waiting to give you...